Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. From the Southern Rockies to New England, tens of millions of Americans are bracing for that massive winter storm we've heard so much about. Forecasters are warning of heavy snow or catastrophic icing or a mix of snow and ice, depending on where you are. Bitter cold expected as well. Atlanta resident Wendy Chambers and her granddaughter have fresh batteries for their flashlights.
They're saying it's a severe ice storm coming. It's hard to believe when you look around, but we're expecting it. We're going to be prepared, aren't we? Going to be able to read, do things, play games.
Vice President Vance says ICE agents are facing huge obstacles while trying to enforce federal immigration law.
If you look at the context of what's going on, you understand that these people are under an incredible amount of duress, an incredible amount of chaos, and because of a few very far-left agitators, a lot of these guys are unable to do their jobs without being harassed, without being doxxed, and sometimes without being assaulted. That's totally unacceptable.
Vance during a stop in Minneapolis yesterday. Today, it's 53rd annual March for Life.
Tens of thousands of pro-lifers from across the country are expected on the National Mall this afternoon. They will hear from a variety of speakers and then walk up Constitution Avenue to rally before the Capitol and at the steps of the Supreme Court. Though the High Court overturned Roe versus Wade in 2022, pro-life advocates say they'll keep marching until abortion is unthinkable in this country.
Correspondent George Williams. TikTok's U.S. operations are now majority American-owned, averting a ban on the popular video-sharing site in the U.S. Russian, Ukrainian, and American bargainers are at the table in the United Arab Emirates, 2 days of talks on ending the Russia-Ukraine war. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 128 points, NASDAQ futures off 99. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Another trip to the doctor, another diagnosis, another expensive treatment that might or might not even work. Greetings, naturopathy doctor Dennis Black here, and we hear this story almost every single day. You're back in the treatment room, your dog is shaking with anxiety, and you're shaking because you don't know how much this is going to cost you. Skin allergies, joint pain, digestive upset, ear infections, it's always something. And each time you walk out with a bag full of medication hoping this will finally be the answer. The truth is most canine medical problems have one common root cause. The immune system is compromised from years of dead processed food. Rough Greens breaks the vet visit cycle with the live nutrients your dog needs to heal from the inside out. Rough Greens is America's number one dog supplement for a reason, people. Get off the vet visit merry-go-round and get a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. You just cover the shipping because the best doctor visit is the one you don't have to make. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code VET. Break the cycle today. Go to ruffgreens.com.
Well, a good Friday morning, everybody. Early ride looks to be in pretty good shape this morning. The west side, the outer loop, is filled in just a bit between Liberty Road and Route 40, but no problems. Of course, all the roadway conditions right now are fine. Good to go. If you have chores to do this morning, now is the time to do it. Both the harbor tunnels are clear. We're good to go early towards the Capitol Beltway. There is a wreck in Annapolis. It's going to be a local problem. The wreck is on Bestgate Road, and it looks like it may be affecting traffic on both sides of Route 50. So right in that area, Weems Creek and up around the Annapolis Mall. Heads up, it's going to be a detour there for the traffic on Bestgate Road, having no impact at all on Route 50 right now through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. The Maryland State Highway Administration says roads are being pre-treated ahead of this weekend snowstorm. Crews have been able to use brine to prepare the roads and highways since temperatures have been above 20 degrees. Charlie Gishler with the SHA says there are more than 2,000 pieces of equipment on hand to clear the snow. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect tonight and will remain in place through Tuesday due to a dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need some assistance. An investigation is underway after two people were found dead in an Anne Arundel County home on Thursday afternoon. Officers responded to a home in the 100 block of Harwood Road and found the victims dead from gunshot wounds. Police say a firearm was found in the home and there is no threat to the public. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 5, 4, 6, pick 4, 8, 4, 3, 9. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Start on Sports is up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. There's a new head football coach in Baltimore, and his name is Jesse Minter. The 42-year-old former defensive coordinator of the L.A. Chargers becomes the fourth head coach in Ravens history. Minter has history in Baltimore, as GM Eric DaCosta explains.
Well, I think Jesse's very, very bright. My first sort of impression of Jesse was when he was here as a young assistant coach, and what I've seen is tremendous growth. He's become one of the preeminent, defensive play callers in the league as a coordinator.
Minter coached defensive backs in Baltimore under Don Wink Martindale from 2017 to 2020 before leaving to become Vanderbilt's defensive coordinator. Mike McDonald, by the way, also coached under Martindale. After Vanderbilt, he moved on to Michigan for 2 years and then followed Jim Harbaugh to L.A. Minter's father, Rick Minter, was head coach at the University of Cincinnati for 10 years back in the day, and on his staff were three young assistants at that time. We talked about this yesterday, guys by the name of Rex Ryan, Mike Tomlin, and John Harbaugh. Minter will no doubt take over defensive play calling. No word on his offensive coordinator yet, but there are rumblings that Cliff Kingsbury, the former Redskins offensive coordinator, could take over that role, and we'll have more on that at 6:30. Coming up in 30 minutes, what his now former players say about Jesse Minter, the new head football coach in Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company in our winter storm bunker. Our BMTP index is 10 out of 10, folks. It's just snow. But welcome. It is a Friday, January 23rd, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program here this morning, our top stories are J.D. Vance, the vice president, calling out the media for their coverage on ICE and their lies about ICE agents.
the DOJ busting some of those protesters who stormed the church, but one of them kind of slithered away. We'll tell you which one. And he's kind of taunting Pam Bondi to come after him, so we'll tell you about that. But our top story here is welcome to Maryland, the land of waste, fraud, and abuse. Three headlines today from the Daily Caller. Maryland's unemployment system is a criminal's paradise. From Fox 45, rather, Maryland struggles to track nonprofit funding amid a $1.4 billion budget deficit. And from the Baltimore Sun, Maryland's fiscal watchdog flags billions in uncounted money year after year. And we start with the unemployment fraud. Amber Duke, who, by the way, is a part-time host here at the WCBM. She's the senior editor over at the Daily Caller. She was on yesterday filling in for Kim. She broke the story, the story actually started back in January 10th of earlier this month when the Maryland Office of Legislative Audits released a report indicating the state had overpaid by $800 million in unemployment benefits and that $760 million of those payments were unrecoverable. Can't collect on it. Going way back when lockdown, Larry was in office. One of the things he did do, one of the good things, was he uncovered a massive unemployment fraud scheme in 2020. This was a massive, sophisticated criminal enterprise where scammers tried to rake in $500 million through identity theft. Three Baltimoreans were sentenced to years in prison earlier this year for stealing multiple victims' identities and using them to apply en masse for unemployment benefits. Two PG County men, along with a Richmond, Virginia co-conspirator, stole more than $300,000 from the state by using stolen Social Security numbers to apply for COVID-era unemployment benefits. And three Baltimore-based cousins were just indicted for a six-year identity theft-based scam that sought $550,000 in fraudulent benefits. Now, this looks to me like just tip of the iceberg. Maryland residents are now coming forward indicating the state has reached out to them, asking them to repay benefits they never applied for, nor they never received. And listen to this. Maryland Labor Secretary Portia Wu admitted that letters being sent to Marylanders, even the victims of identity theft, are merely an attempt to sort out which of the more than 2 million claims filed in the last 5 years or so are legit. Here's her quote. Those letters relate to as much as $1.3 billion in potential payments. Now, we know a lot of that money either may have been stolen by fraud. I mean, that's a lot of what happened in the pandemic, end of quote. So we've seen it in Minnesota. We're seeing it in Maine. We're seeing it in California. Now the state of Washington is in the crosshairs. Folks, I'm telling you right now, it's happening here in Maryland. And thanks to Amber Duke and the Daily Caller for at least bringing that to our attention. More coming up in just a second. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the old Whiskey Nuts himself, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Shovel in hand, ready to go.
All right. Shovel in hand, the bottle of Bailey's in the other. Should be interesting.
The BMT index is 9.6 right at the moment.
Oh, you got it. I had it at 10. All right. It was crazy. My wife went to Wegmans yesterday. She said, I barely got out with my life.
I know. Seen some people online.
They have carts crashing into each other.
Oh, yeah.
People stealing carts. It's happening again. You know, people shop and their carts only walk away and the cart's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Just take it while you can. We're down in Annapolis right now. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the Bay Bridge. No conditions anywhere right now causing any problems. And we're clear all the way through Annapolis over towards I-97 in Annapolis. There was a wreck about 25 minutes ago. Bestgate Road, and they're saying it's in the area of Weems Creek. That would be just south of 50, but going up into the area around Admiral Drive and the Annapolis Mall. So that area, if you know Bestgate Road, it's blocked off right now with a local detour underway through that area. Beltway looks good. It's filled in just a bit between Liberty Road and Route 40. JFX, as you might expect, very quiet. And right now we're good with the lanes open and most of the traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today with highs in the low 40s tonight. Cloudy temperatures now falling into the teens, and it will be bitterly cold tomorrow, highs near 20. And then the snow develops Saturday night into Sunday, a possible mixture of snow and ice Sunday afternoon. Heaviest snow sometime after midnight all the way through early afternoon tomorrow. So Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson will join us after the 7:30 news to give us a complete update on the forecast, because they're saying at least 4 to 6, likely 7 to 11, and perhaps much, much more.
That's a CYA forecast.
Yeah, got to get it all covered. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be a significant snowstorm. I don't think it's, I'm not. Let's put it in comparison. It's not going to be blizzard, and I don't think it's going to be like some of the worst snowstorms in our history. We'll get to those in just a second.
It's been changing.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
Annapolis right now, a winter storm watch in effect. 31 there, 30 in Ellicott City. One line of news for you: the Oscar nominations are out. Biggest snub is Wicked for Good, which received zero nominations.
Wow, I wonder why.
Maybe it should be it's Wicked for Bad is what it is.
Right.
Right
well,
now,
awful.
Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are hugging each other while crying, even more than usual. I would say that Ariana Grande would go on a hunger strike, but looks like she already did.
Oh, my God, she's just a little bitty thing.
Yeah. Claiming it was unfairly debanked, President Trump is suing J.P. Morgan Chase and its CEO, Jamie Dimon, for $5
billion.
$5 billion. Problem is, when you're debanked, where do you put your money?
Right.
He needs to start his own bank.
Exactly.
The Trump Mega Bank.
There you go.
I would put all my money in there.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Actress Elizabeth Hurley is suing a British tabloid, claiming their reporters tapped her phone and placed microphones in the windows of her home.
Oh.
She says it's led to embarrassing stories being written about her. I mean, is it even possible for someone to be embarrassed who's dating Billy Ray Cyrus? I mean, really? FCC wants to bring back equal time rules for late night television, meaning when a talk show features a political candidate, the show must offer their rivals the same amount of airtime.
Mm-hmm. I thought that's the way it always has been.
No, it's
they changed it.
It was never enforced.
Okay.
It was kind of deregulated under Reagan. But it would be bad news for Colbert, because he's had Bernie Sanders on 43 times.
Right. Yeah.
Give Trump 43 seconds.
He's a lot of fun as a guest.
Yeah. Rumors are swirling there's a new Bond. Now, this has not been confirmed. Jacob Elordi. He's an Australian actor, a no-name pretty much. I mean, he's I guess he's a good actor. I don't know. Will be named the next James Bond. If that happens, the 28-year-old will be the youngest ever to play 007.
Wow.
So young that he'll now have a learner's permit to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, he's he looks like he looks kind of the part. I saw a small picture of him.
Kind
of looks like a young kind of Sean Connery. Not as rugged, though.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Pretty boy. Authorities in Mexico have arrested notorious crime boss known as El Botox. Nancy Pelosi posted his bail.
Oh, man.
Now they're looking for Senor Ozempic. That'll be the next one. Mental Health Awareness Day today. It's when millions of liberals will drop to their knees and scream three more years.
There you go.
They've now gone quadruple diamond. That means they've now sold 40 million copies of their greatest hits.
You can't hide.
Another tequila sunrise.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
One of these nights.
The Eagles. 40 million copies of their greatest hits, 1971 through 1975. That is just an amazing feat. And you know, they still tour.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they were at the Sphere.
Yeah. They had a long time at the Sphere in Vegas.
And that was a cool show.
They had Glenn Frey's son singing lead, Vince Gill singing lead, so they had all sorts of folks there. But
really good.
Yeah, really good in concert.
Easy to listen to.
Yeah, they're just great. They're a great American band. All right, so remember the top 10 worst storms in Baltimore history? Back starting in February of 2010, we got 19.5 inches. That was the second major storm of the Snowmageddon sequence. Remember that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
And then we had the first part. Back in 1979, again in February, was 20 inches. in February of 1899. We had 21.3 inches. Mm-hmm. It was called the Great Arctic Outbreak. February of 1983, remember that blizzard? 22.8 inches. Again, that's stranded a lot of motorists. And then the first part of the Snowmageddon was February 5 through 6 in 2010. 25 inches of snow. And then January of late last weekend, 27th, 29th, in 1922, we had 26 and a half inches here in Baltimore. And then also in January, the early part of January, 1996, remember that one?
Yes.
That was 26.6 inches. Mm-hmm. And then January 2016,
I remember the blizzard
of 2016, 29.2 inches. But the worst storm, that was the worst storm in history, 29.2.
I had to go save my daughter and my son-in-law out of their house because they lost power. And they lived in Brooklyn Park at the time. And I took my SUV and almost got stuck. But luckily, I have four-wheeler drive. So
right.
I was able to get there to them.
Yeah, eventually, you know, it's just catching up to it. And it's the side streets because, you know, most of the main thoroughfares, they do a really good job of clearing them. We'll talk with State Highway coming up in just 3 or 4 minutes. Again, it's the side streets in the county. They have not a horrible job, but, I mean, for the most part, they do a good job. They just takes time to get to your street. That's the problem.
It takes a long time to get to those side streets.
It does.
That's right.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Town Appliance, you may want to head over there after the storm, or today, for that matter, before the storm, because they have over 70 different brands of all your favorite appliances for all different kinds of styles and budgets in mind, and their expanded showroom right off Reisterstown and Owings Mills. Two guys named Mayor run the place, and they're absolutely no appliances, forwards, backwards, sideways, you name it. And just the kitchen displays that they have there. If you're in the market for just a single appliance or a brand new kitchen or a kitchen upgrade, check out Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. Ugh, what am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. It's an evening built around good food and straightforward conversation about where Maryland is headed. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet. Then Kim Klasick and I will walk through the issues that matter to families, taxpayers, and local businesses. If you want clear, common-sense discussion in a relaxed setting, get your tickets today at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
623, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a wreck on the ramp from Moravia Road to go south onto 895. So if you're heading towards the Old Harbor Tunnel, not a big backup, but the ramp has a little bit of a tight squeeze as you come on from Moravia Road. And then 895, right below the City County line, you'll have to get over into the left-hand lane. It's a little bit of a backup right now, right there. After that, and then going south into the tunnel, going down around Eastern Avenue. Let me just check through there and O'Donnell Street. Yeah, everybody's okay. So you have that delay at Moravia Road. Very unusual place to have a wreck, but it's right there at the end of the ramp. Fort McHenry Tunnel, we can see that live. No problems there. Again, for the local traffic in Annapolis, they're working on a wreck on Bestgate Road in the area just around the overpass there at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And joining us now from State Highway is the Gish Man, Charlie Gishler. Good morning, Charlie. Got your work cut out for you here in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun.
How the roads, I guess they've been pre-treated already. It's a waiting game right now.
Yeah, but like Chuck was alluding to, this forecast, we've been closely watching this for the better part of the week, and it's been shifting and shifting and shifting. So we were able to start pre-treating yesterday. We're going to finish it up today while the pavement temperatures are above 20 degrees. And then we have our major meeting today with all the storm operators, all the shops, that type of thing, where we bring in a staff meteorologist, and they give us a timing map, how much precipitation each area is supposed to get, when, how much, and what kind, and that way the shops can make a plan, and then we'll just hit it head on. You know, we're going to be out there, you know, pre-deployed well before any kind of storm, you know, any kind of snow starts. But this is going to be a dangerous one here because there's going to be an ice component in some areas and then bitter cold temperatures. So we do ask that your listeners get things done today and maybe ride it out through the weekend and then let us hit this thing head on.
Yeah, it's important if you don't have to be out on the road to stay home, because that gives the plows and the storm operators, you know, because a lot of times they run out of disabled vehicles on the side. That just complicates things. So it's just best to stay off the roads and let the professionals clear them, right?
Precisely. You know, we do understand some people have to go out, especially police, fire, and EMTs. But if you do have to go out, go to roads.maryland.gov. There you'll find access to hundreds of live traffic cameras, an incident page that's in real time, and our storm app, which shows where the plows have been and where they were for 30 minutes. You can make a smart transportation plan, but the bottom line is try to stay in if you can.
Very good. It's going to be a nice, cozy weekend. Charlie, thanks so much. Appreciate the update, buddy.
My pleasure. Be safe.
All right, that's Charlie Gisler from State Highway Administration talking about waste, fraud, and abuse in Maryland as lawmakers grapple with that $1.4 billion budget deficit. Former State Senator David Brinkley, who served previously as Maryland's budget secretary, he said basically there's all sorts of money that's gone missing to nonprofits, that money that's unaccounted for, in fact, eight state agencies were examined by the Office of Legislative Audits, and they were flagged for $3.42 billion in unsupported federal revenue accruals. And, of course, the nonprofits are the real culprit here. And Brinkley says taxpayers are getting the shaft.
It certainly should be something that the taxpayer, if you're going to take our money and allocate it there, that they have faith that you know, it's being done appropriately.
And you would think that every agency would have a uniform method or some protocols to track the money, but Brinkley says, no, that's not the case.
I think that in certain departments, they might have an idea what they are.
And they might have an idea what they are. Well, that doesn't help. Having an idea what they are, they should know exactly what they are. David Turner, spokesperson for Governor Moore, said, really, this is a complicated process.
The reason why this is complicated is because every agency has a different grant-making process. There's no singular grant-making authority within the state of Maryland.
Ah, therein lies the problem. Right now, $26 million in city tax dollars has been paid to 23 nonprofits. Do you know how many nonprofits there are in the state of Maryland? Over 8,000 nonprofits. Now, imagine trying to track that when you don't have exact protocols or methods. And Brinkley goes on to say he doesn't think this is being done intentionally, that there's not a nefarious reason here.
I don't believe that it's nefarious. I think there could be some nefarious actors out there. I believe that for the most part, especially the workers at the state level, they want to get information out, they want to get resources out, they want a delivery of services, and they don't want someone breathing down their neck.
I think it's both. With all due respect to the former state senator, I think there are indeed nefarious actors, and I think they're outside the government and inside the government, and I don't think there's a real priority placed on watching taxpayers' money. I think once it's appropriated, they just send it out. And, okay, maybe we know, maybe we don't know. As you heard Brinkley say, maybe they have an idea of how to track it, but clearly they don't. I think that's done intentionally. I think if you look at Minnesota and Maine and in the state of California, state of Washington, and now the state of Maryland, many of these groups are incumbent upon government money, and the government doesn't want to ask any questions. So I think it's being done intentionally. And I don't know if there's any kind of paper trail that can track that, but certainly is worth mentioning. What do you think? 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our number. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realtor, and he'll make sure that your home sells for the asking price that you want in the time frame that you need. And once you sign the contract on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. That's because he has a database of nearly 13,000 folks that are just sitting there waiting. They're pre-qualified, and they're looking for a home, and it could be your home. So right now, big springtime selling period's coming up. You want to make sure your home is in good shape and that you know all the whys and wherefores. And the best thing I recommend, advice I can give you, really, is just call, you know, Vinny. And one of his agents will come out to your home and answer all your questions. 410-709-7515 is the number. 410-709-7515, or you can go online, vinnysteele.com. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. In for Maggie this morning, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and city leaders will be talking about winter storm preparedness during a noon press conference. The mayor and emergency management personnel will be joined by representatives from the police, fire, and transportation departments to outline the response to this weekend's incoming weather. Meantime, Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer will be talking about preparation plans and tips ahead of this weekend's storm. She'll be joining representatives from emergency management, the DPW, police and fire departments, and allied agencies at the Woodlawn Salt Dome at 10 a.m. Legislation that would crack down on ICE operations in Maryland was the focus of a packed public hearing Thursday before a state Senate committee. The measure, supported by state Democrats as well as the House and Senate leaders, would bar local cooperation with federal immigration enforcement and prohibit law enforcement officers from wearing face masks. Sheriffs in the state argue the measures could undermine their work. Senate President Bill Ferguson testified, "Of course we should enforce the law, but we don't need to do it in a way that disrespects humanity." Baltimore police are investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Police were called to the 800 block of North Fremont Street today shortly before 7 p.m. And when they got there, they found a man with gunshot wounds to his body. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, and he's listed in stable condition. No word yet on a suspect or what led to the shooting. A former Baltimore City Council candidate has been sentenced for defrauding COVID relief programs of nearly $1.7 million. Nichelle Henson will spend 4 years in federal prison after being convicted by a jury in March 2025. Henson filed multiple economic injury, disaster, and paycheck protection program loan applications between 2020 and 2021 and used the money on personal expenses like plastic surgery and home renovations. Your winning Maryland Lottery numbers next.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-5795. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 5, 4, 6, pick 4, 8, 4, 3, 9. At 6:33, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Starnow Sports is up next.
The accident on 895 southbound is at the end of the ramp from Moravia Road. So the ramp traffic coming on at Moravia Road, you'll have a tight squeeze getting out. And then the main line of 895, single lane to the left. And then watch for the traffic merging from the right side from the ramp. Several police cars are there. There's a brief delay there. It's about a quarter mile back up at the most. After that, you're clear all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Some slowing on the Beltway, as you might expect, in the area between Liberty Road and Route 40, but everybody else is moving fine. The accident cleanup is still there in Annapolis on Bestgate Road near the area at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. At the end of the day, they wanted a young guy with a fresh message who can connect with his players, well-versed in X's and O's, and who understands Baltimore football. So, check, 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 check. Voila. Jesse Minter, 42 years of age, becomes the next head football coach of Baltimore, the last man standing of 17 the Ravens interviewed. Minter takes over a team not rebuilding but reloading for a run at the Super Bowl. Results are expected quickly. And Ravens GM Eric DaCosta tells us why Minter is the guy to do it.
I think he does a lot with a little at times. I think he has a great feel for personnel. I think he's creative. I think he's got authority to him. I think he has a presence about him, great humility, passion for the game. I think he understands the Ravens culture and the DNA in this building, and I think he's the right coach for us.
Yeah, former players under Jesse Minter would agree with that. Here's Chargers All-Pro safety Derwin James.
Because he's that guy, he's that leader, alpha, man, he's not looking around. He's alpha, man. The guys play hard for him, man, and I just feel like he's just that dude, man. Every day you know what you're going to get with him. Ecosystem, man.
Ravens free agent linebacker Kyle Van Noy was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday saying why young players of today in general prefer an X's and O's coach these days.
This young generation, they enjoy X's and O coaches. They want to know where they can have success, see success. They want you to put them in positions. They want you to teach them, okay, I see you in this spot, and then go out on a walkthrough, do it, and then see it in a game.
Meanwhile, questions loom. Minter will call the defense, no doubt, but who will call the offense? Rumblings and Owings Mills point toward former Redskins offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, The Athletic's Diana Rossini on why.
I can tell you, I know for a fact that Lamar Jackson and those receivers would like Cliff Kingsbury to run their offense. They have shown support. They've been vocal about it. They've been part of some of these interviews, too. Lamar Jackson's part of these. He's zooming in. He's in touch with the decision makers of what he likes, who he's liked.
And so it is. Jesse Minter, at 42 years of age, is the next football coach in Baltimore. On to baseball, where weather is playing havoc with the Orioles caravan making its way through town. The O's releasing this statement yesterday. Due to the impending forecasted winter weather throughout the Mid-Atlantic, all Birdland caravan events scheduled for Saturday, January 24th, are now canceled. Additionally, the Oriole Bird and Mr. Splash that had a meet and greet at the Wise Markets in Bel Air, that's been canceled. And with the O's and Duckpin Bowling, they had breakfast, etc. Anybody who has paid for that will receive an email from the Orioles today with information on a full refund. The time now is 6:37 when we return discussing Jesse Minter.
Diaries, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so it turns out that the Ravens didn't want to change everything from the Harbaugh era.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take you back 18 years. They wanted a young guy who connects with the players, who can keep them in line. The only difference, and it's a major difference, is they wanted an X's and O's guy. They didn't want a CEO. They didn't want a delegator. And that's what Jesse Minter is. He's basically a young John Harbaugh versed in X's and O's, at least on the defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... You know, it seems to me that most head coaches that are offensive-minded seem to be more successful early on. The defensive guys kind of struggle, unless you get a really good offensive coordinator.
Well, Mike McDonald didn't struggle.
Yeah, well, that's true.
In Seattle.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Yeah.
It seems to me that seems to, you know, again, the trends favor that. But Minter could certainly turn out to be. I think the Kingsbury thing is interesting.
Very interesting.
I've watched him up close now for 2 years. And it seems like as a head coach before, as a coordinator, look, he's really good with young quarterbacks. That's a great plus for the Ravens. His offenses, however, seem to get figured out in year two.
Yeah, he's good with mobile quarterbacks. He helped Kyler Murray in Arizona. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had the big
Patrick
year.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep, and until Jaden got hurt this past year. So, but yes, and then maybe that's where your comment is coming from, about these offensive guys that have success early because they've got newfangled stuff going on, but eventually the league catches up.
Well, the thing I would warn Ravens fans about, if it is Kingsbury, he seems to abandon the run on some games. So, well, and that's been some of the criticism of Ravens offensive coordinators in the past.
Right, and not only that, but he also seems to eventually rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, he's
a little bit of that guy.
He can be a little, caustic at times, but, you know, it's like he's a competitor like everybody else. So
it's going to be interesting. One other quick note on Kingsbury. He has never really had a running back like Derrick Henry.
That's true.
So we'll see how that meshes. Yeah. And again, this isn't confirmed.
Right.
This is just, you know, an offensive coordinator has not been named, but Cliff Kingsbury's name has come up.
Yeah, but Mentor seems like he's an up-and-comer, so that's a good hire.
Yeah, I think it is.
All right, thanks, Gary. 640. And you hit it, by the way. You nailed it on the head yesterday.
Thank you.
20 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. The FBI arrested BLM activist Nakima Armstrong yesterday for her role in storming City's church in St. Paul on Sunday. She was charged with conspiracy against rights, a federal crime that carries up to 10 years in prison. In addition to that, Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the second arrest had been made. The local St. Paul school board member, Chantil Louisa Allen, also taken into custody yesterday. And that paid far-left agitator, William Kelly. Remember this guy?
Yesterday, I went into a church with Nakima Armstrong, and I protested these white supremacists. A pastor of the church is a f***ing ICE leader in the city. How can you be a f***ing pastor and be a f***ing ICE agent? F***. They want to come after me? F***. How can they live so comfortably while the f***ing people from Somalia that are in this country legally, they have f***ing citizenship, can't even go to their mosque and pray? How do they deserve any f***ing for it? F*** those f***ing Nazis. Come and get me, Pam Bondi, you f***ing traitorous bitch. All power to the people.
Well, Pam did come after him. And got him. Now, obviously, he gets due process. He gets to go before a jury of his peers. But worshipers and children were absolutely terrified as this jackass and the BLM activists and Don Lemon interrupted the service and shouted down the pastor. Now, yesterday, a magistrate in Minnesota who refused to sign off on an arrest warrant for Don Lemon is Douglas Miko, and his wife works for the Assistant Attorney General in Keith Ellison's office. So the Trump Justice Department charging Lemon 7 others for storming the church, and Lemon out there goading and taunting the DOJ.
Look, I stand proud and I stand tall. This is not a victory lap for me because it's not over. They're going to try again, and they're going to try again. And guess what? Here I am. Keep trying. That's not going to stop me from being a journalist. You're not going to diminish my voice. Go ahead, make me into the new Jimmy Kimmel if you want. Because I'm not going anywhere, and I'm going to believe the same things whether you want to, whatever. None of this is about justice. This is about power, and it's about people who are incompetent.
First off, you do have a First Amendment, freedom of the press. You also have freedom to protest. You also have freedom to worship. Isn't that interesting? All of these elements in our First Amendment come in colliding here. All of them. Now, he has a right as a journalist to cover these stories. Absolutely. He has a right to print whatever he wants. He has a right to protest and cover protests, but he does not have the right to storm into a church, disrupt the services, and terrify mothers and children, and deny people their First Amendment rights. So hopefully they'll find a judge that will sign off on Don Lemon's arrest warrant. I would think he would love it in jail. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now the updates. Here's the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts.
Let's go to the recreation yard. It's Frog Friday.
The soap is on. Never mind.
Oh, my. Yes, digressing from that. We still have the wreck on the ramp from Moravia Road to go south
onto 895. I don't think I've ever realized I've seen this much traffic on this ramp, because normally we have no problems in this area on 895. If you're on that ramp from Moravia Road, right at the end, where you normally would just kind of slide on out onto 895, now you have to make a quick merge to get out there and merge in with the traffic on 895. They've moved the wreck pretty much out of the roadway there, but there's still a bottleneck right there southbound, both on 895 and also on the ramp. City police now with a couple of accidents downtown at Howard Street at Dr. King. There's one on the east side at Orleans at Washington, and you may have a medic unit there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, low 40s tonight. Cloudy temperatures falling into the teens. Very cold Saturday, highs near 20. And then the snow.
Megadeth.
Starting sometime after, I think it's going to be closer to around midnight. We'll get the update from Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson right after the 7:30 news. So the snow, heavy snow, will be overnight into Sunday morning and then early Sunday afternoon. And then it could change over to ice, which makes it even worse.
That's always fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun that good. Is. All told, it could be at least 4 to 6 inches, maybe. Likely to have a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And there's an outside chance it's we could get dumped on, but we'll have to wait and see what shapes up. Right now, 29 and a winter storm watch in effect in Pikesville, and it is 29 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Paul Johnson.
You took my only food! Now I'm gonna starve!
Yes, you could just see two women fighting over a leg of lamb yesterday in Wegmans.
Wow.
Both yanking it up opposite sides. Should have just had the butcher come in and cut it in half, you know?
Right.
Oh, what was his name, Saul?
Just make sure you behave yourself, okay? Come on.
This is enough food for everyone.
It's not like they're calling this is the Snowmageddon, right. the blizzard or whatever. Right. It doesn't matter. There's plenty of food.
I think it's because it's been the first big snowstorm like
in
over
10 years.
5 inches. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, been about 10 years.
Yeah.
McDonald's is officially entering its hot honey era. Hot honey's officially made its way to McDonald's, and so you got all sorts of sauces there. You got the hot honey sausage egg biscuit. Two McCrispy builds, one with bacon, one without, a hot honey snack wrap, and much, much more. So hot honey now is the new thing.
There you go. Something to look forward to after the snow.
That's right. Taco Bell's crispy chicken nuggets return this time with Diablo Ranch dip. Diablo. Spicy stuff. Hardee's has introduced new brioche breakfast sandwiches, including the egg and cheese brioche, the sausage egg and cheese brioche, the super bacon brioche, the super sausage brioche, and one designed with Chuck in mind, the monster brioche sandwich.
Yes.
That includes grilled sausage patty, cherrywood smoked bacon, thin sliced ham, and egg, American cheese on a toasted brioche bun. Well,
what about the macaron?
The macaron comes with aviator sunglasses.
Oh, gosh.
He thought he was hot stuff, didn't he?
Didn't he? What the heck was that all about?
Oh, man, he's a worm. He really is.
He is.
Denny's launching the new Slammin' Meal Deals value menu as well. So you get the two egg breakfast slam, just $5.99, the breakfast quesadilla, the two meat scrambler, and much, much more now available at Denny's. Sad news to report, Nathan's Famous, you know, for Nathan's sold. Famous, sold to Smithfield, which is owned by the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Massive $450 million deal. An American tradition has now been sold to a Chinese-owned fruit.
Why did they do that?
Money.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah, money. $450 million.
Well, at least hold out for an American.
You would think, but maybe no Americans can step forward.
Right.
You know, just incredible.
Oh, Joey Chestnut, you big eater.
No money in pork, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Hey, listen, speaking of cheese balls, who do you think paid for Gavin to go over to that meeting?
I don't know, but he is a cheese ball. Did you see he brought knee pads with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so tacky.
Taxpayers of California paid for that?
I must have. He's not forking it out of his own pocket.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So he just, and you see him in the back of the room, had to stand up. There was no seat for him.
Yeah.
He's just a lost soul.
He's just a punk ass.
He is so desperate. He's such a slimy greaseball politician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's ruined California, which is really one of the prettiest states in the country. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
Stephen A. Smith raked him over the coals on his podcast.
About the knee pads?
About him being there.
Oh.
Like, he should not have been there.
No, he wasn't invited.
And he shouldn't have, embarrassed our president like he did, you know, and acted the way he did. Like, if you want to do that on our U.S. soil, go ahead, but don't do it over there.
Yeah, the other embarrassing hack was Al Gore. He was the only one who booed and heckled Howard Lutnick after he gave that great speech the other day. So he was the only one, but Lutnick said he wore it like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Hey, Al, there's a hanging Chad. Yeah. Get lost.
All right, Chuck, seen a couple. Appreciate that. Coming up on 650, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to email us, you can, am680@wcbm.com. You can text into the show if you'd like to do that. There's my phone going off. I just got an alert. It's not that important. Some of the alerts you get are really not alerts, and they shouldn't send them as alerts, you know, but that happens. In any event, you can do that, and text the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And I just got one from Daly. It says, Sean, what the legislators and our governor have done is essentially re-regulated Maryland as an energy state. We are one of only two formerly deregulated states who have re-regulated, and that would be us and New York. I was an independent contractor for an energy supply company for about 10 years. Our company was able to save people a lot of money on supply. Those days are gone, and there is absolutely no good reason for it. Yeah, there's no good reason for it. The reason for it is communism and socialism, except for in major cities like New York, getting a bad rap. So the Democrats had to shift to something that they could sell. And that's this climate change nonsense, climate alarmism. This is about power and control. They want to stay in power and they want to control you. And remember their mantra at the World Economic Forum, you will own nothing and you will be happy. 651, you're listening to Casey and Company. Up next, the vice president rakes the media over the coals for their ice coverage.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Then you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Coming up, top of the hour, we are scheduled to speak with Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor about the two bills that got hearings yesterday, anti-ice bills, and they're trying to ban 287G from the local law enforcement working with federal law enforcement. We'll get his thoughts on that and unmasking ICE agents as well. So, and then coming up a little bit later on in the show, 7:30, Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson joins us to give us an update on the coming storm. Top of the hour at 8 o'clock, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingagrande is going to talk about the budget and the latest on the budget in Annapolis. And then Delegate Nino Mangione it goes on the House at 8:37 this morning. So we got a full-scale show planned for you here on WCBM. But the big show is right here. It's the biggest, greatest show under the tent. It is.
If you and I are there, it's too intense.
It's Carnival Barker and part-time traffic guru Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad this thing is going to hit on the weekend.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it was during rush hour? Well, there might be some lingering effects Monday morning, I would
think.
That's
what I was thinking. Yeah. You know, the side streets. Yeah. It depends on how far it goes, you know. We'll go from there. The wreck's still there, 895 southbound at the ramp as you're going from Moravia Road to southbound 895. So the ramp is a little bit tight. There is a backup on 895 for about a half, maybe quarter mile or so as you're coming down from the city-county line. So if you're coming straight through on 895, just get over into the left-hand lane. The ramp traffic will have a quick merge there. A little bit of a backup now. Four lanes are open, and we're busy at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. You're in Annapolis. The local ride still affected by the wreck on Bestgate Road, just around the ramp and the bridge area there at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy today, low 40s, cloudy tonight. Temperatures will begin to fall into the teens, and it will be very cold tomorrow. Highs of only 20. Snow developing sometime Saturday night, later in the evening, and then overnight heavy snow. Sunday, winter storm watch is in effect right now, and then we'll get closer. It'll be the warning. And then it could possibly mix in with some sleet and ice on Sunday afternoon, which would be an absolute mess. So there you have it. Winter storm watch in effect right now, 29 in Columbia, and it's a 33 in Ocean City. I think the Trump administration did something very smart in dispatching Vice President Vance to Minnesota. Again, you got to get ahead of the media scoundrels and the weasels in the Democrat Party in Minnesota. You've got to take the PR offensive to them. Get out there and kill these lies. And, you know, but again, because, you know, sometimes it just stuff gets repeated ad nauseum. And then people believe it just because it's the media that regurgitates this propaganda. Ilhan Omar and the liberal media spread a viral hoax claiming that ICE detained a 5-year-old boy in Minnesota. The DHS explained the boy was actually abandoned by his illegal alien father. And it's that kind of lie that J.D. Vance was really annoyed about.
One of the things I learned is that the guys behind me are doing an incredible job. And frankly, a lot of the media is lying about the job that they do every single day. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't occasionally stories out there, there aren't occasionally videos out there that suggest that these guys, or at least some of the people who work for them, are not doing everything right. But very often, if you look at the context of what's going on, you understand that these people are under an incredible amount of duress, an incredible amount of chaos, and because of a few very far-left agitators, a lot of these guys are unable to do their jobs without being harassed, without being doxxed, and sometimes without being assaulted. That's totally unacceptable. And that's one of the things that I want to send a message to is, yes, come out and protest. Protest me. Protest our immigration policy. But do it peacefully. If you assault a law enforcement officer, the Trump administration and the Department of Justice is going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, and that should happen, and it should happen with regularity. But the media and the Democrats like Jacob Small Fry, Tampon Tim Walz, and Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, etc., purposely, intentionally spreading false, information, misinformation, lies, you name it. And about this 5-year-old boy that was allegedly detained by ICE, here's what happened. They were in pursuit of an illegal alien, the boy's father, and the boy's father abandoned him to flee. He started running from ICE and just left his son there. And they weren't going to leave him out in the cold by himself, so they took him into custody and made sure that he was properly taken care of and supervised. I mean, that's the humanitarian thing to do, but that never, ever gets reported.
If ICE would have left the child, that would have been a story.
You're right.
They're darned if they do, darned if they don't.
Exactly. A major figure in the Minnesota fraud scandal is now claiming that Tim Walz and Keith Ellison knew what was happening when the state of Minnesota and U.S. tax dollars were defrauded. Amy Bach, she is a convicted fraudster, so she knows of which she speaks. They're trying to dismiss her. She's the former head of the nonprofit Feeding Our Future, and she spoke to Fox News from the Sherburne County Jail in Minnesota, claiming that state officials continued approving and paying claims even after concerns were raised about potential fraud. She said, and I quote, "I honestly believe Keith Ellison and Governor Walz need to be held accountable. There needs to be an investigation done. If they weren't aware, that's concerning. I have to believe the governor's office and Keith Ellison's office were aware of this. They've said they were involved in helping the FBI. They've said they were made aware, but apparently I'm scary, so they couldn't do anything. Yeah. So again, I would, I'm sure that there are, some future indictments coming down in Minnesota. And I don't know which ones, but it's going to be interesting. And now we'll find out that while serving in Congress, the Attorney General Keith Ellison, when he was Congressman Ellison from Minnesota, sponsored legislation that made it easier to transfer funds to Somalia. Gee, what are the odds? What are the odds of that happening? Remember, we've already got him on videotape, you know, promising he would do favors for the Somalis. Okay, they've got him on videotape there. And now, of course, we find out that he made it easier for Somalis to transfer funds, meaning taxpayer dollars, to their home country of Somalia, where it's currently being investigated that they may have been funding Al-Shabaab, a terrorist organization. Gee, again, nice people we have in our country, isn't it? All right, coming up next, Sheriff Gaylor also will take a look at Jack Smith's struggles in a hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. From New Mexico to New England, people are hunkering down for a big winter storm, packing snow, sleet, freezing rain, and bitterly cold temperatures. Exactly what you get depends on where you're at. In any event, it's expected to last through the weekend. In Atlanta, hardware store manager Lewis Payne says he cannot keep ice melts in stock.
We had about 275 to 300 pieces, individual pieces, and it's all gone.
Backup generators are another big seller.
Bought a Honda 3200 watt generator. Have been looking at generators for years, and it seemed like this was a good time, being that we have a storm coming in and, you know, potentially power going out.
Roughly 160 million people are under a variety of watches, warnings, and other winter storm alerts. Tens of thousands of pro-lifers will be on the march today in Washington, D.C., the annual March for Life.
Roe versus Wade was repealed almost 4 years ago, but march organizers say they'll keep holding the event in hopes of cultivating a culture of life in the country. Hundreds of thousands of children continue to be aborted every year, and abortion pills are proliferating in all 50 states. March for Life says their goal is, quote, not only to change laws at the state and federal level, but ultimately to make abortion unthinkable, unquote.
Correspondent George Williams. Visiting Minneapolis, Vice President Vance says peaceful anti-ICE demonstrators have absolutely nothing to fear from the Trump administration. But if you storm a church or assault a federal agent, Vance says, we're going to use every single tool we have to bring you to justice, put you behind bars. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 98 points, NASDAQ futures off 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Listen carefully. This isn't noise. It's not hype. Silver is moving. And when silver moves, it moves quickly and without warning. Smart investors already know this. Most people don't, until it's too late. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold and silver rollover kit of $49 value just for calling. History is clear. When the gold to silver ratio tightens, silver doesn't creep higher, it explodes, often outperforming gold by multiples. Right now, most Americans remain dramatically underallocated to precious metals, even as central banks around the world are aggressively increasing their gold reserves. History shows precious metals have performed best when interest rates move lower while inflation stays above target. You don't need perfect timing. You need to be in position before the move finishes. Call 800-900-8000 now. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000 now. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. It's 7:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather in the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
That wreck on 895 southbound is still there. It's right at the ramp at Moravia Road, so it's affecting the main line of 895. You have to stay to the left. 895 coming on at Moravia Road, right at the end of the ramp. Make a very tight squeeze to get out onto the main line. So they're still working on that. It's been there now about 35 to 40 minutes, and there is about a quarter to a half mile backup on 895. After that, you're good to go all the way down into the old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 is clear. Just made a quick swing through Annapolis. No problems from the Bay Bridge through Annapolis. In Annapolis, they're still working on a wreck that happened early this morning. It's still affecting Bestgate Road in the area south of the Annapolis Mall. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Roadways are being pre-treated in Maryland in preparation for this weekend's snowstorm. Crews are using brine to treat the roadways and highways. More than 2,000 pieces of equipment are on hand to tackle the storm. The State Highway Administration is asking drivers to stay home if possible, but those who must travel are being asked to check the SHA website for the latest road conditions. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect tonight and will remain in place through Tuesday due to dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. Meantime, Mayor Brandon Scott says the cold weather impacts the most vulnerable residents first, and those needing help should call 311 or reach out to the shelter hotline. Baltimore County Police warning area residents about a telephone scam. Police say the scammers are making calls, claiming they're affiliated with the police department to solicit funds. Police say the scammers often use caller ID spoofing to imitate local police precincts. Anyone who gets such a suspicious call should hang up and report the call. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 5, 4, 6, pick 4, 8, 4, 3, 9. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steino Sports is up next.
Tired of feeling worn out halfway through your workout or exhausted before the day even begins? If staying active matters to you, fuel your body with Rescue Oracy. Most people don't realize your body runs on ATP, the natural energy that powers every muscle, every heartbeat, and every step. But as we age, ATP production slows down, taking stamina and endurance with it. That's where Rescue Oracy comes in. This cutting-edge formula with research-backed ingredients supports ATP production at the cellular level, so you can keep moving, keep your heart pumping, and keep doing what you love every day without jitters or crashes. Just use my code MYENERGY to buy one, get one free today at res-q.com or call a rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Don't miss out. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Or online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Oracine for free with code MYENERGY at checkout.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Talking Ravens football this morning. Talking head coach Jesse Minter, hired by Baltimore to, let's just say it, win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's why they fired John Harbaugh, right? Here's Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti.
AFC championship to division round to not making the playoffs. We own that. That's us. And so, unfortunately, John was the one to take it.
And so there it is, GM Eric DaCosta now explaining what the hiring process was like to find Jesse Minter.
You know, it's been a grueling two-week sprint to the finish. We interviewed 20 candidates over the last 2 weeks. A lot of hours, a lot of information, learned a ton. I mean, what an exciting process to talk to all these really brilliant people in different organizations. And, you know, it's been a great process, but something I don't want to go through again for 18 years.
Well, it looks like they gave Minter a five-year deal, but terms have not been disclosed. Minter has coached under both John and Jim Harbaugh, under John in Baltimore, of course, and under Jim at Michigan and L.A. And with him, he brings a solid resume. Before Minter took over as defensive coordinator for the Chargers in 2024, the defense had hit rock bottom, ranking actually near the bottom of the league in yards and points allowed over three seasons before him, finishing 28th in the league as well as 31st. Minter's arrival transformed them into a top unit by 2024, finishing 11th, fifth this past year, emphasizing pressure, limiting big plays, and elevating player performance. Coming up in 30 minutes, Minter will call the defense, but who will handle Lamar? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best. They're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back to this hour. We're going to be speaking with Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, Harford County Sheriff. And as we know, there have been several bills introduced in the Maryland General Insane Asylum that have looked to punish, abolish, or remove any presence of ICE here in the state of Maryland, or at least local cooperation with ICE. Two bills had a hearing yesterday. Senate Bill 245 would prohibit the state and local governments from entering into immigration enforcement agreements called 287G with the feds, and would end any existing agreements like in Harford County. Senate President Bill Ferguson has referred to ICE agents as a paramilitary force. They are lawless. They are offensive to humankind. Many of these ICE agents come from sheriff's departments, local police departments, the U.S. military, etc. It reminds me of the defund the police movement on steroids. Sheriff Gaylor, what are your thoughts on the latest agenda from the Democrats in Annapolis?
Well, you're absolutely right in everything you said. I mean, these are men and women who are serving their country, who have a very specific job to do, enforce our nation's immigration laws, and they are being demonized. Sadly, much of it's the mainstream media feeding a narrative that's being fed to them by some very, you know, suspicious political driving forces. Not suspicious, I know what they want. They allowed for the invasion of our country for 4 years, and they're unhappy that this presidential administration is actually looking out for the citizens and the law-abiding citizens first and foremost. But yeah, the 287, we were down in Annapolis, joined by fellow sheriffs from around the state yesterday. The county executive from Wicomico County, she did a great job testifying on why this 287G program is so important and for public safety. And it's the counter of what we're seeing around the country. It is working cooperatively in our jails to turn these people who are committing offenses in our communities, in addition to being in the country illegally, over to ICE. It just makes good public safety sense. And yet I listened to testimony for 8 hours yesterday from proponents, supporters, those who proposed the legislation, claiming that this will stop ICE. This effort in Annapolis does nothing at all to stop ICE. In fact, it's a driving force that will probably bring those sorts of large-scale operations to the state of Maryland.
Like we're seeing in Minnesota, for instance, an example, you mentioned the handing over these criminal illegals to ICE in jailhouses. In Minnesota, there are 1,360 criminals sitting in jails right now. Imagine if they ended or were not able to hand these over to ICE agents in Minnesota. What's actually happening in Minnesota? Isn't that why we're seeing so many ICE agents in the communities of Minnesota?
Absolutely. Tom Homan, the border czar, has been very clear in this from the time President Trump appointed him to the position, that he much prefers those jurisdictions, those communities that want to cooperate with ICE, such as here in the Harford, and I think there's seven or eight other jurisdictions in the state of Maryland that have working agreements through the jail, not through law enforcement, because that's one of the lies they want to sell. Through the corrections side of our operations, we work with ICE to turn over criminal offenders, and that's what Tom Homan has said he prefers. And they can do their operations elsewhere where they don't have those sorts of agreements. And you're turning a prisoner over in the safety of a jail where you've already identified them, they are already restrained, you know, and searched, and you turn them over from one agency to another. That's the safest way to do it. But when ICE has to come in and do their law-abiding, to do their lawful duties and their ICE mission, and they're targeting somebody, you know, they're going to wrap up everybody. So I think the Maryland legislature is making a huge mistake. I think they're going to see more deportations, not less, as a result of their actions if they move forward on this legislation, which I think they're going to.
More with Sheriff Gaylor of Harford County in just a second. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. An update, here's Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck that was at the ramp from Moravia Road to southbound 895 is cleared now, so much better on that ramp, and a little bit of a backup that we had on 895 is gone. Both the tunnels are running just fine right now under a five-minute delay, which is always good. The west side outer loop on the Beltway, some brake lights between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40 down the hill. You clear out towards 95. The Beltway coming up from the BW Parkway looks good. JFX very quiet. We're looking at you live here at I-70. And Route 32 and over through Marriottsville Road. We've had some problems through there the last couple of weeks right now, and at this point, we're clear this morning on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, low 40s, temperatures dropping into the teens tonight, then tomorrow, Saturday, highs near 20, snow developing tomorrow evening, overnight heavy snow into Sunday with some ice Sunday afternoon, could be 4 to 6 at least, or perhaps more, depending upon how far north you are of 95. Right now, 30 in the city, and it is 31 in Edgewater. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor of Harford County. And the other bill I just wanted to get your thoughts on, it doesn't really affect Harford County Sheriff's Department. Unless it does. I mean, you can let us know. I mean, you guys allowed to wear masks in any way, shape, or form?
Well, certainly it's not prevented now. And, of course, you know, you had people screaming for police to wear masks. You know, they were demanding it not too long ago over silliness, you know, with the COVID stuff. And yet now it's evil. So, you know, it's another bill to try to kick back at this administration and ICE that has no impact on ICE whatsoever. They'll still be able to do what they want. This legislature cannot regulate, you know, the federal law enforcement performing their lawful duties. So it's going to fix a problem in Maryland law enforcement that we don't have. You know, there's plenty of exemptions in the bill that allow for religious observations and undercover capacity, right, and gas masks, stuff like that. It's a bill. It's all about posturing and kicking back. It does absolutely nothing. It doesn't fix a problem. They're mad that ICE agents have to protect themselves because, again, the mainstream media wants to put their faces out there to have these men and women stalked and doxed. The assaults against ICE agents are up, which is completely way up, you know, ungodly up. And again, these are men and women doing a duty that they have taken an oath and swore an oath to do on behalf of the citizens, and the fact that people are demonizing them is just sinful.
Yeah. In Harford County, when your deputies or you yourself are threatened with a vehicle, an automobile, what are the protocols? What are you taught? How are you trained?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, no one wants to shoot at or from a moving vehicle. You know, that goes back to my state police days. Policies are very detailed around that. But there are times that it's simply, sadly, unavoidable where a police officer is in the path of a vehicle and it's being used as a dangerous, deadly weapon to, you know, to assault that officer, perhaps, you know, an attempt to kill that officer or a member of the public. And deadly force is certainly justified. You know, so you have to take them on as you do every police use of force, you have to take it on a case by case basis to see if the actions are appropriate. But, you know, the using that as a form of protest, using the vehicles is again something I think these people have been motivated to do. They've been encouraged to do, and it is just increasing, you know, danger toward the police officers and the citizens themselves. And they're recklessly following a path of and advice of people who shouldn't be giving them advice.
You know, one of the myths, I guess, and misconceptions is that if you're a 280C7G participant, as you are in Harford County, that you are assisting ICE in targeting illegal aliens out on the streets of Harford County. So that if you would have just explained the process, your guys aren't pulling people over immediately inquiring about immigration status, right? You wait until an arrest has been made, and then what happens?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the lies, either through unintended because people aren't that familiar with the program, or it's intentional. And in large part, I think it's intentional. I heard this lie repeated many times yesterday that This is law enforcement out on the street, you know, checking people's papers and pulling them over, profiling. Nothing could be further from the truth. Law enforcement, there are zero law enforcement trained deputies in 287G in these agreements. There are zero law enforcement officers in the state of Maryland doing enforcement, immigration enforcement. What it is when someone is arrested out in the community by law enforcement and brought to a jail in one of those participating counties like Harford, Frederick, Cecil, and a few others, at that point, once they see a court commissioner, there's probable cause established for the arrest, and they are booked into the jail, which means the commissioner is not releasing them on their personal recognizance, or the commissioner has put a bond on them. When they're booked into the jail, at that point, they are screened. Every single person, nothing discriminatory, every single person is screened. And if they are also found to be in the country illegally, that is reported to ICE, and ICE makes a decision based on public safety or national security whether they are going to initiate deportation proceedings. So unless there's an order right on file for that person to be removed, they still have due process in the immigration system that follows. So, yeah, that due process argument's a lie. The law enforcement argument is a lie, or from people who are vastly misinformed.
Last question, Sheriff. If 287G is terminated by the General Assembly, how much more difficult will that make it for you to do your job?
Well, and I'm not 100% sure. We're going to have to look and see what the actual final bill is that passes. I ran on this, and people would ask me when I wanted to bring the program here, you know, almost a decade ago, how bad was the problem? And my answer was, we have no idea because we weren't allowed to screen at the jail. Well, we now have numbers, we now have figures, we now see that it's a routine thing that in this county and across this state, particularly after 4 years of the last presidential administration, we have a lot of encounters and people who shouldn't be released back into the community. So we now know how bad the problem is. So how we can continue to get those detainers and make sure that those people are not back released into the community will be something we have to see after the final bill passes. I hope the whole thing fails, but after 8 hours yesterday in Annapolis, I am not very confident.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. Sheriff Jeff Giller, Harford County, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your time with us this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Stay well.
All right, you do the same. Stay safe. 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour, the best of Casey and Company here each and every day at WCBM.com, our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I got the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I got Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Still to come here on the program right after the 7:30 news. Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson will join us. We'll take a look at the coming storm and what we can expect out of this this storm a little bit later on. Jack Smith struggles yesterday in a hearing on Capitol Hill. We just have a few highlights of the hearing. Top of the hour, Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande is going to join us to talk about the governor's budget and its chances of passing intact. in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. And then Delegate Nino Maggioni goes on the House, a weekend review of what happened in Annapolis from his perspective. So a lot of ground to cover here between now and then. 7:23 traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Here once again is Lumpy Johnson.
Florida Highway Patrol just told me that an advisory for you, those of you who may be coming south, if you have snow on your vehicle when you get to the Georgia-Florida line, they're going to turn your ass around. I tell you, you got just what you deserved.
Hopefully
they'll be watching for you.
Hopefully it'll melt by then.
I would hope so. You know those people drive with those big blocks on the top of the car. Oh, man. It's going to be something else. Well, let's just say right now it's the calm before the storm. The only slowing on the Beltway is really right in that area between Liberty Road and Route 40. Then after that, down the hill, we're good to go. Everything through Annapolis is still clear. They're working on the wreck on Bestgate Road, not far from the Annapolis Mall, in that area between there and Weems Creek, which is just south of that area. Everybody towards the Capitol Beltway looks good. We're a little bit slow on the outer loop, as per usual, from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Georgia Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, low 40s tonight. Temperatures falling into the teens. So bitter Arctic air is going to join up with this moisture heading our way to create this impending snow. So we're looking at the snow starting sometime later this Saturday evening, overnight, Saturday night into Sunday morning, and then heavy snow throughout most of Sunday until the afternoon, where it could mix with some ice accumulations. Could be, depends, 4 to 6 inches. South of 95, north of 95, it could be 7 to 11 inches. So we just have to wait and see where it falls. Right now, winter storm watch in effect, 31 in Glen Burnie, and it's 34 in Stevensville. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Big day yesterday for President Trump as he announced two major events. One is the Greenland deal in Davos, which is all related to the Golden Dome defense concept for Greenland. According to the Wall Street Journal, discussions are expected to focus on expanded U.S. basing rights in Greenland, including maybe sovereignty, U.S. sovereignty over those bases, stronger European Arctic security commitments, U.S. right of first refusal on Greenland's mineral investments to block Russian and Chinese influence. In an interview with Maria Bartiromo, the president talked about the Golden Dome and Greenland deal.
We will have everything we want. We're getting everything we want at no cost.
So the Golden Dome will be on Greenland?
A piece of it, yes, and it's a very important part because it's everything comes over Greenland. If the bad guys start shooting, it comes over Greenland. So we knock it down. It's pretty infallible. It's amazing. You know, Ronald Reagan had the idea a long time ago, but we didn't have any technology at that point. The concept was great, but there was no technology. Now we have unbelievable technology. I mean, virtually 100%.
So what are we talking about? An acquisition of Greenland? Are you going to pay for it?
We're talking about it. It's really being negotiated now, the details of it. But essentially, it's total access. It's there's no end. There's no time limit.
You know, for the past, 20 years or more, actually more, is that I've been here at WCBM, it's like been almost 40 years now. My colleagues and I have argued for what the world actually needs is not a malevolent failed United Nations, but a union of headed by the U.S. with shared values and moral clarity. From its inception, the U.N. was destined to fail. It has failed the tortured, the oppressed, and the poor on a scale that really is impossible to quantify at this stage. Graft and corruption are everyday things at the United Nations, and they're endemic to the institution itself. Now comes a new entity. Yesterday, President Trump signed a deal that established the new Board of Peace.
This board has the chance to be one of the most consequential bodies ever created, and it's my enormous honor to serve as its chairman. I was very honored when they asked me to do it.
And this is key to a path for hope and dignity for the Gazans, for the Israelis, for the rest of the Middle East, if we just can make sure that Iran is comes to the table, which it may or may not, based on, we'll hear from the president on that in just a second. But for the first time in a long time, there is a solid chance that we may finally have a lasting peace in the Middle East. Where previous presidents tried and most failed, this president is trying harder, and I think we might see some success. As to Iran, they could come to the table and be brokers of peace, or they could learn the hard way.
Well, we have an armada. We have a massive fleet heading in that direction, and maybe we won't have to use it. We'll see.
After 77 years, the U.S. finally withdraws from the Global's World Health Organization and has reclaimed national sovereignty from unelected bureaucrats. Murders are down, U.S. for the first time in Trump's second term. And he says he's looking for a regime change in Cuba after ousting Venezuela's Maduro. So that's just a small couple of events, 369 days into the new golden age of America. You know, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are there for you right now. You want to make sure that heat pump, that heating system is working when it clicks on, and making sure you're nice and toasty and warm during this bitterly cold Arctic air that's coming our way, and of course the snow to boot. So if you're still having issues with your heating system, call my good friends at Tim Kyle. They'll come out and schedule an appointment for a maintenance checkup for your heating system to make sure the filters are changed, it's operating properly, efficiently, and not costing you much more than it should, as we've heard a lot of people with a record sky-high electric bills so far in the month of January. 410-876-9404 is the number. 410-876-9404. Or you can log on to their website, timkylecompany.com. Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Harrington is up next on The Coming Storm at 7:30. Time for news headlines. And for Maggie, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning at 7:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Mayor Brandon Scott and city leaders will be talking about winter storm preparedness during a noon press conference. The mayor and emergency management personnel will be joined by representatives from the police, fire, and transportation departments to outline the response to this weekend's incoming weather. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer will be talking about preparation plans and tips as well ahead of this weekend's storm. She'll be joining representatives from emergency management, the DPW, police and fire departments, and allied agencies at the Woodlawn Salt Dome at 10 a.m. Legislation that would crack down on ICE operations in Maryland was the focus of a packed public hearing Thursday before the State Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. The measures would bar local cooperation with federal immigration enforcement and prohibit law enforcement officers from wearing face masks. Committee Chair Senator Will Smith, the bill's sponsor, says 287 agreements allow ICE to use our legal system as a force multiplier, freeing up their agents, their detention space, and their resources to make even more arrests on our streets. Sheriffs and counties that participate in the agreements claim the contracts enhance public safety by keeping ICE activity confined to local jails rather than neighborhoods. An investigation is underway after two people were found dead in an Anne Arundel County home on Thursday afternoon. Officers responded to a home in the 100 block of Harwood Road and found the victims dead from gunshot wounds. Police say a firearm was found in the home and there is no threat to the public. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-583-5795. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-5795. That's 800-583-5795. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 5, 4, 6, pick 4, 8, 4, 3, 9, and pick 5, 1, 4, 1, 8, 0. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
You have a brief delay at both the tunnels southbound, but nothing major. It's under 5 minutes, just some brake lights southbound on 895 going into the tunnel and through the tunnels at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The ramp here at 295 as you're coming off 95 south, that's a very long ramp that goes around past Camden Yards and eventually takes you out onto Russell Street and the BW Parkway. It's slow on that ramp. Appears to be just heavy traffic. Haven't seen anything at all on the parkway after the city-county line. So we'll just keep an eye on that, but just be aware that the ramp is a little bit slow. One area on the Beltway still bogged down just a bit on the west side between Liberty Road and Route 40 West on the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. So with Jesse Minter in tow as the Ravens' fourth head coach in franchise history and bringing his defensive prowess with him, the question now turns to the Ravens' offense. Who will coordinate it? Who will connect with Lamar? We start off the discussion with the Athletic's Diana Russini.
That's all that matters. That is all that matters in Baltimore right now. Who is going to coach Lamar Jackson? Steve Asciotti was very transparent. They're all in. Right? They're all in because they fired John Harbaugh.
Well, apparently throughout the hiring process, Lamar did have a preference, and here's Russini on that.
So Cliff Kingsbury is a name that's out there. I can tell you, I know for a fact that Lamar Jackson and those receivers would like Cliff Kingsbury to run their offense. They have shown support. They've been vocal about it. They've been part of some of these interviews too. Lamar Jackson's part of these. He's zooming in. He's in touch with the decision makers of what he likes, who he's liked.
If it's Kingsbury, the resume is there. He was the head coach at Texas Tech from 2013 through 17. Those were the Patrick Mahomes years. Head coach for the Arizona Cardinals when Kyler Murray was playing his best football. The offensive analyst for Caleb Williams at USC and the offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins when Jaden Daniels put together one of his best rookie seasons of all time back in 2024. And although Ravens head coaching news has dominated the conversation, let's not forget that this is NFL Championship Game weekend. The Patriots are at the Broncos with Bo Nix in the AFC, without Bo Nix, I should say, in the AFC. The Rams at Seahawks without Seattle's dynamic running back Zach Charbonnet out for the year with a torn ACL. Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald, who many wanted here in Baltimore, on living in the moment out West.
It's about our connectedness, and it's about what we're striving to become as a football team. You know, the NFC Championship was really just context of, you know, where we could go.
Meanwhile, the weather playing havoc here in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's impeding on the Orioles caravan situation. The Orioles releasing a statement yesterday saying that due to the impending forecast, the winter weather throughout the Mid-Atlantic, all Birdland caravan events scheduled for Saturday, that's tomorrow, are canceled. Additionally, the Oriole Bird and Mr. Splash meet and greet at the Weiss Markets Bel Air, which was originally scheduled for yesterday, has been canceled. Fans should know that. Those who have secured access to the paid ticketed events will receive an email from the Orioles with information on a full refund. And finally, the first prison sentence has been handed down in the NBA gambling scandal. Timothy McCormick, a self-proclaimed gambling addict, received a 2-year prison sentence on Wednesday, as he became the first defendant to be sentenced for his role in the sweeping conspiracy. McCormick will serve the time for defrauding sports betting platforms by using non-public information to place highly profitable wagers tied to the performance of NBA players. Again, these are called prop bets. The time now is 7:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
737, everybody wants to know, when's it going to start? How much are we going to get? And when is it all over? So we thought we'd talk to the experts from Fox 45 Weather Authority. Meteorologist Amy Aronson joins us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you? Ready for some snow?
Yeah, we're going to get some, we hear. So when does this whole event begin?
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, I would say it's actually going to begin overnight tonight, heading into tomorrow morning, because it's going to get so cold. Everybody is so focused on the snow and then the ice, but it's going to be dangerously cold overnight. Temperatures are going to fall into the single digits, feel like temperatures below 0 degrees at times. So it's going to hurt going out tomorrow morning if you haven't gotten your essential items and run to the grocery store. It's going to be cold all day tomorrow. But the snow, that's going to get started Saturday night late. I think around 9, 10 o'clock we'll see that all get underway.
All right, so 9 or 10 o'clock and obviously going to be very cold. So how does that impact the snow? Does that just make it heavier or what is the impact of those colder temperatures on this moisture coming in?
Yeah, great question. So it actually makes the snow almost lighter, if that makes sense, kind of the fluffy snow, just because there's not as much moisture.
Okay.
But I will say, this is an evolving storm. So we're going to start off with that fluffy snow. But then what's going to happen is some milder air kind of high above our heads is going to push in. And that's what's going to change us over from that to sleet and freezing rain. So it's not going to just be an all heavy, fluffy snow event. Unfortunately, it looks like it starts as that heavy, fluffy snow, but then actually wraps up as ice, which honestly is scarier than snow any day.
I think. Absolutely. Nobody can drive on ice. Some people
exactly.
can still drive on snow. So why has this one been so difficult to project and predict? I know I've been watching closely Fox 45 Weather Authority. The models are all over the map here.
Yeah, and you know, I think part of the complication with this now is everybody has their phone, and their phone sends them this forecast that is sending crazy numbers. I know I was just talking to Megan here, and she was like, my phone is still showing 20 inches of snow. And we've never said that was going to be the forecast. So the phone is getting this automated data, no human impact or influence on it. So I think people are just getting too much information too fast, and we're trying to keep it simple for you all and break it down. But I will say it is a tricky forecast just because of the, you know, the mix of the temperatures and what's happening up in the atmosphere. And it's not just all snow. So when you throw ice in, that's what complicates things even more because it cuts down on the snowfall total.
So on Sunday, we're expecting the temperatures to rise a little bit, that changing over from snow to ice?
Not really. So at the surface, it's going to stay cold. We should stay in the 20s, maybe get into the mid and upper 20s during the afternoon. It's the air that's high above our heads that you can't feel. That's what's going to change us over to ice. I did this thing a while ago, and I might actually break it out this weekend, where I made pancakes to kind of show the temperatures of the atmosphere. And what happens when you get ice is everything starts to snow, okay? So high up in the clouds, everything is ice, everything is snow. But typically, as it falls through the atmosphere, it falls through different layers, and that's what gives us rain, for example, because once it falls through a milder layer, it reaches us as rain. If it were to stay snow, everything's cold. With sleet and ice, you've got a little layer in the atmosphere that's warmer or above freezing, so it causes that snow to melt. But then when it gets back down to the surface and it's below freezing again, it refreezes. So that's what gives us the freezing rain and the sleet, if that makes sense.
Yep, it does.
Think about it as a stack of pancakes, you know, and you've got some pink pancakes in the middle there, so that's causing it to melt. But then when it reaches the surface, it enters this zone of blue or cold air, so it just refreezes.
So what's your best guess for total accumulations?
Okay, so we're thinking in Baltimore around 7 to 9 inches of snow, and then a layer of ice on top of that. If you're north and west, like Carroll County out towards Frederick, we're thinking 9 inches up to a foot of snow there. So highest chance for double-digit snow, I'd say north and west of Baltimore.
Very good. Meteorologist Amy Aronson from Fox 45's Weather Authority, thanks for taking time for us this morning.
Yeah, happy snow weekend, I guess. Everybody stay warm.
All right, you too. Thanks, Amy.
All right, bye.
Take care. 7:42, 18 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And Chuck sent me this this thing on Facebook. I think it's hilarious. I wanted to share it with you here this morning. On milk and bread panic warning, 0.6 to 1.4 inches of snow expected somewhere in the general zip code within 250 miles, give or take. Action required immediately, says that buy every gallon of milk you see, even if you don't drink it. Obtain enough bread to survive 4 to 7 business months. Optional but encouraged, eggs, French toast, etc. Bonus points for grabbing snacks like you're snowed in for 2 weeks. Warning signs to watch for. Kroger parking lot turns into Mad Max by 2:13 p.m. Saw that yesterday at Wegmans. Someone says it's just flurries while wearing flip-flops. Your neighbor suddenly becomes a meteorologist on Facebook Live. And schools hit you with the classic, we'll decide, at 4:37 a.m. Then there's the travel advisory. If one snowflake touches the road, abandon all hope. Bridges may freeze, so will your common sense. Everyone will either drive 5 miles per hour or 85 miles per hour. And, of course, you can expect power outages, Facebook arguments, someone saying, back in 93, we had a real snow. And at least one person will buy 48 loaves of bread thinking it's currency. Good stuff. That was a post from Chuck on Facebook. 7:43, traffic and weather on this race. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. We got one. Thank you, Michelle. Right now with an update. Yeah, that was a funny post, man.
I thought you might enjoy
it. Yeah, really good. All right, what's it looking like now?
We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex in Harford County, northeast of Bel Air. Prospect Mill Road is affected at Thomas Run Road. There's a report there's a pole down and some wires, assuming that it's probably an accident scene. So the local traffic there, that's kind of north and west of Route 22, and that local traffic on Prospect Mill Road will be affected through there. Looks like they're still working on this wreck that happened way early this morning in Annapolis on Bestgate Road, just around the area south of the Annapolis Mall and around Weems Creek. So that, again, has been a local issue there. We finally filled in on the Beltway, a little more stop and go at Harford Road on the northeast corner, the inner loop at Green Spring, and the west side, really not the big backup, but still there, Liberty Road through I-70, and then getting better after the ramps at Route 40, and we're still under a 5-minute delay. Really no problem southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicles today. If you get a chance, get it all checked out at Bernie's Automotive. Your antifreeze, your tires, your belts, your hoses, your thermostats. Stop by 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. You just heard from meteorologist Amy Aronson. Cloudy today, low 40s. Then tonight, the event begins with the bitterly cold Arctic air coming in and down to the teens. And tomorrow, a high of only 20. Snow, she says, around 9 or 10 Saturday night. It'll be heavy snow into Sunday, and her accumulation projections are 7 to 9 inches for Baltimore, 9 inches to a foot, Carroll and Frederick counties. And then on top of that, a layer of ice. Not going to be fun. Right now, 30 in Columbia, 32 in Annapolis.
Oh, Jesus.
Stop laughing.
No. I was just thinking, remember, I don't know if you ever came to that house I rented on Jarrettsville Pike. They had a parking pad there. You could have parked 20 cars on this thing.
Uh-huh.
So it snowed. Then we had freezing rain. Then it snowed again. So I'm out there with the shovel. So I'm shoveling. And every time I would take a little bit of snow, I'd hit the ice underneath.
Right.
I'd fall on my ass.
Yeah.
So finally, I had a hat on. I threw my hat out in the street, threw the shovel, broke the end off the shovel, and I'm sitting on the parking pad going, why am I doing this?
Listeners, if you have video of that happening, we'd love to see it.
Yeah,
you can send it to Sean, S-E-A-N, at WCBM.com.
And then a guardian angel pulled in with a pickup truck and a plow. He said, Chuck, get out of the way, Chuck. I'll handle it.
Guardian angel.
There you go. That's the best.
He was on the barter Rolodex, guaranteed.
He knew who I was.
Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. It's brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. Joe in Parkville, good morning.
Good morning. And why didn't Chuck use his pitching wedge?
Yeah, why didn't you?
Yeah, one divot at a time.
Exactly.
I used that pitching wedge yesterday. That was fun.
I tell you what, he hit that ice and put a divot in the ice.
Oh. Wow. There's another line there I would like to inject, but I won't.
Yes, discretion is the better part of valor. Joe, you want to go first, second, or last, Joe?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. Hear your story. Story one, shortly after the election victory in 2024, President Trump made good his promise to recognize only two genders, male and female. And that has precipitated an exodus, if you will. According to published reports, American transgenders are fleeing to the Netherlands for asylum there, seeking solace from the Dutch government. Story two, the world's oldest snowball celebrates 50 years frozen in time. It was created February 5th, 1976 in San Jose, California, where it rarely snows. It snowed then, and a young man put the 15-year-old teenager put the snowball in his freezer, where it has been for the last 50 years, and it just sold on eBay for $100,000 for a snowball. And story three, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club president, Tom, they sent him a letter saying that state-of-the-art 3D groundhog projections for Gobbler's Knob will finally let Phil and his family retire. They're saying it's time to use an AI Punxsutawney Phil and not the real thing this year. All right, story one, American transgenders flee the Netherlands for asylum. Story two, the world's oldest snowball fetches 100 grand. Or story three, PETA wants AI Punxsutawney Phil. All right, we'll start with Michelle.
Well, I could see number three, and I could see number one. I'm going to go with number two.
Michelle, who is 0-4 this week, goes for number two.
Bad.
I don't want to influence anybody, but go ahead, Chuck.
Well, they're not going to do anything with Phil, so I'm going to go with that.
Are you going with three?
Yeah.
All right, story three. And Joe in Parkville.
Listen, I'm going to follow Chuck. I have... You guys give me the hard ones all the time.
This is hard.
I'm going to get screwed up.
Well, you know, it's just luck of the draw. But, you know, the one thing is, when you follow Chuck, that could be a problem.
Well, the problem is it depends on what you draw on him.
Yeah.
I think but you also ought to offer an autographed key.
Okay. Let's find out. Story one, American transgenders flee to the Netherlands. That is a true story. So it's between Michelle, Chuck, and Joe here. Story two, world's oldest snowball fetches 100 grand. That is our fake news story
of course it is.
Of the day.
Sorry
about that, Joe.
Okay, I'm happy.
So I can call back in another week.
Yeah, absolutely. So the latest standings, it was our unofficial observer, Alan Lang, has put together the standings based on we awarded you that victory that on the 426 Hemi at the mm-hmm. other day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's added wins for Maggie, Michelle, Chuck, and the caller, Kurt from Edgewater, because of the minor error in describing the engine in story two. Way to go, Alan. Way to suck up.
Well, so then I got that one right, too,
because
I said that. So, okay.
Does this change mean that Kurt wins a prize and can't participate for the next 30 days? No.
Just send it to him anyway. Get him the hell out of here.
That's right. Chuck has broken his tie with Michelle, forged in the lead for the quarter that began January 1st. Right now, Chuck is in the lead with the winning percentage of 615. Michelle's 538, Maggie 455. The callers are 500, and Alan himself is only 400, his worst quarter in over 5 years.
The king of all traffic and the king of all trivia.
So, Chuck, you are the leader as of this moment.
Right. And good to
Michelle,
be up front.
By Michelle, one. Remember, if you ain't the lead dog, the scenery never changes.
That's true.
Right. See you in a couple,
it's
Chuck.
It's a gruesome thought when it comes to that, Ms. Casey.
Yes, it is. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for first patient special offer.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, And submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
.753 up next, Jack Smith, and that whole hearing went off the rails yesterday. We'll have some highlights of that. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes with the update on this Friday morning rush hour. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Two reports now of vehicle fires in Anne Arundel County in and around the Annapolis area. Ritchie Highway at 648, so that's as you're coming down to the Arnold area on Ritchie Highway. And then on Route 50, appears to be westbound at Davidsonville Road for the traffic going west of I-97. Want to keep an eye out for that. Looks like the accident now is clear. They've reopened Bestgate Road in the area just south of the Annapolis Mall. The morning backups are there, the usual spot, right there at I-97 and the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be calm before the storm, as they say. Today, highs in low 40s. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling in the teens. Very cold on Saturday. Highs near 20. Then snow develops Saturday night around 9 to 10 o'clock. Heavy snow at times. Going to be a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, until you get a little mixture of ice there Sunday afternoon. So we're looking at a total accumulations of maybe 7 to 9 inches in the Baltimore metro area. Could be more Carroll and Frederick counties, so keep that in mind as well. And right now we're cloudy skies and 32 in Annapolis, 30 in Owings Mills. So the Jack Smith, the persecutor Smith hearings yesterday on the Hill. This one attempt by the Democrats, Kabuki Theater, virtue signaling, rile up their base to try to put President Trump on trial for these concocted, fabricated, alleged crimes he didn't commit. And so a lot of it was, I think, a monumental waste of time. But there were some highlights, for instance, when Jack Smith could not remember when he was sworn in. And there were actually two swearing-in dates, which was just amazing to me. That was one. Also, Troy Nels went off on him and the dirty J6 cops, warning that the new J6 committee will actually examine January 6th. Michael Fanone, a radical left-wing Capitol Police officer told one of the members of Congress to go F yourself, then flipped him off during the proceedings. So he obviously hit a little close to home. But here's Brandon Gill. I think Brandon Gill did the best job yesterday. I don't know if he has any background in being a prosecutor, but he just undressed the persecutor Jack Smith yesterday.
Mr. Smith, in January of 2023, did you subpoena then Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy's toll records?
Yes, sir, we did.
Yes, you did. And the subpoena covered the time period between November 2020 and January 2021. Is that right?
I'm sorry, sir. Could you say that again?
We're not going to delay like this. The subpoena covered the time period between November of 2020 and January 2021. How many days after Kevin McCarthy was sworn in as Speaker did you subpoena his records?
I don't recall, but those two things had nothing
to do with it. It was 16 days after becoming the highest-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives. You subpoenaed his toll records. Do you agree that that might reasonably be considered a violation of the speech or debate clause?
I do not, and I want to be clear that the toll
records... You were collecting months' worth of phone data on the Republican Speaker of the House, the leader of the opposition, right after he got sworn in as Speaker, all around the time of a major vote. That sounds like a flagrant violation of the speech or debate clause to me, and I think most people agree with me. And Speaker McCarthy had no recourse, did he? Because you issued a non-disclosure order ensuring that neither he nor any of the American people knew about these subpoenas. Is that right?
The toll record, the non-content toll record subpoenas, We did secure non-disclosure orders for those subpoenas.
You did. And let me ask you, Mr. Smith, at the time you secured those non-disclosure orders, was Speaker McCarthy a flight risk?
The non-disclosure order was based on concerns about...
Was Speaker McCarthy a flight risk?
He was not.
He was not. Then why did your non-disclosure order refer to him as a flight risk? It says right here, the court finds reasonable grounds to believe that such disclosure will result in flight from prosecution.
Sir, when securing a non-disclosure order, the risks don't have to be associated...
You think that the Speaker of the House is a flight risk?
Did he finish answering the question?
No, this is not your time. This is my time. You think the Speaker of the House is a flight risk? You think he's going to hop on a plane and leave the country?
No. What I was trying to explain is, with respect to a non-disclosure order, the risks aren't necessarily associated with the subscriber to the phone. They're the risks to the investigation.
I think that you were using, this was clearly in reference to Speaker McCarthy, and you were using clearly false information to secure a non-disclosure order to hide from Speaker McCarthy and from the American people the fact that you were spying on his toll records.
And not only him, but nine others in the U.S. Senate. He spied on them. He fabricated false premises for AT&T and others so they would not disclose to the members being spied on that their phone records had been turned over to a prosecutor. This, I think, is a prosecutable crime, and I think he will be indicted at some point. President Trump reacting based on his testimony today. There's no question that deranged Jack Smith should be prosecuted for his actions. He destroyed the lives of many innocent people, which has been his history as a prosecutor. At a minimum, he committed large-scale perjury. Audiology Associates are there for you when you're having some issues with hearing. Could be earwax, could be ear infection, could be something else. So you might want to have your hearing tested. I'll have them check it out at any one of their 10 locations throughout the Baltimore metropolitan area. They take a gentle, empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guaranteed for you. They helped my wife when she was encountering some tinnitus. And they did a hearing test there. She had some minor hearing loss, which is good to know. Now we have a base mark to compare it to down the road. So again, if you have lost the ability to hear something, we do know that loss of hearing early on can lead later on to dementia if it goes untreated. So call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100, online, aeiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, 410-944-3100.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Some 160 million of us are under some kind of winter storm advisory, watch, or warning. That massive storm cranks up, preparing to march from the southern Rockies clear across the country up into New England. Heavy snow, sleet, freezing rain, and bitterly cold temperatures are in the forecast. What you will see depends on your location. Reporter Kristen Hall's location is on the road in Nashville.
Transportation workers like Austin here are already out pre-treating the roads. Forecasters are warning about heavy ice and snow accumulation that could cause dangerous travel conditions as well as long-standing power outages.
The severe weather expected to persist right through the weekend. President Trump's announced framework for a plan to control Greenland is being hailed by a member of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill, Texas Congressman Keith Self addressed the Greenland issue with host Tony Perkins.
Is this going to be a part of the missile defense system there in Greenland?
Undoubtedly, because that's the northern route, the Arctic route that the missiles will come. So you're going to have an expansive rope, because we say it's based on Iron Dome, but Iron Dome is a very short-range missile that Israel developed with us. Golden Dome is going to have to be much higher, much longer range, with a much wider reach. So that's why Greenland is so important.
Congressman Self's complete interview will air when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Pro-lifers are pumped up. They're ready for today's 53rd annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., going from the National Mall to the U.S. Capitol and to the steps of the Supreme Court. Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 84 points, NASDAQ futures 29 points lower. More on these stories at Town Hall
Mintmobile.com.
Listen closely. If your retirement funds include an IRA or 401k, this matters right now. The stock market is at an all-time high. The dollar is under pressure. Interest rates are heading down. And leading economists are warning that the global financial system is changing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 right now to get your free gold investment guide, valued at $49, plus your free copy of economist Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Investors across America are turning to gold and silver with Advantage Gold. Right now, silver is flashing a signal you can't ignore. Silver prices have been rising sharply, and history shows when silver moves, it can move fast. Learn more before this window closes. Call 800-900-8000 right now to get your free precious metals rollover kit. Find out about a tax and penalty-free rollover in 2026. Gold and silver can surge when the economy shifts, and they don't wait for permission. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning, it's 8:03. Time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
We still have the road closure in Harford County, northeast of Bel Air. Prospect Mill Road at Thomas Run Road is closed. There was a utility pole, some wires down on the roadway. You'll have a local detour set up there. A little slow, different areas on the Beltway, inner loop, Green Spring, the outer loop at Harford Road, and still right around I-70 on the west side. JFX completely clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. City Fire just rolled up. They're checking an alarm in a building over on the west side, Duplin Street, around the intersection at North Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 30 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Forecasters predict Maryland could be hit with its biggest snowfall in 10 years as a powerful winter storm moves into the region this weekend. Meantime, crews are out pre-treating the roads and highways. More than 2,000 pieces of equipment are on hand to tackle the storm. The State Highway Administration is asking drivers to stay home during the storm if possible. Those who must travel are being asked to check the SHA website for the latest road conditions. The Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect tonight and will remain in place through Tuesday due to dangerously cold temperatures and wind chills. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. And city police are investigating a shooting in West Baltimore. Police were called to the 800 block of North Fremont Street shortly before 7 p.m. When they arrived, they found a man with gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. He's listed in stable condition. There's no word yet on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Here are your winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 546, pick 4, 8439. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinau Sports is up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plan. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Jesse Minter, the 42-year-old former defensive coordinator of the L.A. Chargers, becomes the fourth head coach now in Ravens history. Minter has history in Baltimore, as GM Eric DaCosta explains.
Well, I think Jesse's very, very bright. My first sort of impression of Jesse was when he was here as a young assistant coach. And what I've seen is tremendous growth. He's become one of the preeminent, you know, defensive play callers in the league as a coordinator.
Minter coached defensive backs in Baltimore under Don Wink Martindale from 2017 to 2020. He's an X's and O's guy. He'll take over the defense, and Ravens linebacker Kyle Van Noy explains why today's younger players prefer that.
This young generation, they enjoy X's and O's coaches. They want to know where they can have success, see success. They want you to put them in positions. They want you to teach them, okay, I see you in this spot, and then go out on a walkthrough, do it, and then see it in a game.
In other sports news, the Colts are now aware of an FBI investigation into late owner Jim Irsay's death, and apparently Hoosiers football is a must-see TV. Indiana's national championship win over Miami drew the highest television ratings of any non-NFL sporting event since 2016. 33.2 million people tuned in. And also, just a note here, addressing an email received from Chuck on John Harbaugh coaching with Mike Tomlin at the University of Cincinnati under Jesse Minter's dad, Rick. Maybe I wasn't clear in my apologies for this. They didn't coach together under Rick Minter, but they both coached under Rick Minter. Their careers didn't overlap. Harbaugh was there from 1989 to 1996. Tomlin was there from 1999 to 2000. Sorry about any miscommunication. Coming up in 30 minutes, who will be on Jesse Minter's staff? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company, hour number three. And joining us on our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande about the governor's budget. Tinashe, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. And so the governor's budget was released Wednesday, and you wrote an article about that in the Sun paper, and people can see it there, obviously, at the website, or if they have the print edition. And my question to you is, what do you think is the most significant component? What stands out to you about this specific budget?
So the most significant component is that this budget makes about $1.8 billion in either cuts or fund transfers. And essentially, Westmore's rationale behind these cuts is that we have a $1.4 billion budget deficit, and it needs to be filled. And he has promised and very adamantly said that he will not hike taxes. And so what that ends up becoming is cuts to several programs across state agencies. So, for example, one of the cuts that we're looking at is a cut to local income tax reserves, which means that, you know, local municipalities might have to shoulder the cost of that. We are looking at cuts to the Developmental Disabilities Administration. There's also going to be cuts to the Strategic Energy Fund, cuts to the capital budget. But the way Moore and his administration describe it is that some of these aren't just cuts, but it's more of like fund transfers. And so even though some of these programs will see less money, all that money will actually be put into the general fund, which naturally is used to fund things like education and public safety.
Yeah, you mentioned just now and in your article that the cost-sharing burden now is going to be on local governments and municipalities, and some of these are already maxed out, some of these local jurisdictions, and they're going to have some very difficult decisions to make. So it appears that the governor has just punted some of that responsibility onto to the local governments, and you might get some pushback from that through the General Assembly. Are you hearing anything in that regards?
You know, Sean, it's a really complicated dynamic because in the lead up to Westmore releasing his budget, the Baltimore Sun talked to economists because essentially Westmore had been touting that he wouldn't hike taxes to solve this budget deficit. And we talked to economists and asked them, you know, how do you think this will play out? And they pretty much predicted that Local municipalities, counties are most probably going to shoulder the cost of solving this budget deficit. And looking at, you know, this whole thing about cost sharing, economists even in this current moment are saying that a lot of counties are going to shoulder that burden because some counties are richer than others. So how Prince George's and Montgomery County deal with the lack of cost, or rather reduced cost sharing, will be different from some of the rural counties like Wicomico and Washington. And so we're very much looking forward to seeing how the General Assembly responds to this, because as far as we're concerned, and from what we know from our reporting, local counties already are a bit up in arms about this because they have their own budgets to balance, and they rely on this money from the state to balance their budgets. But what we do know is that Republicans are vehemently against this. Republicans have said that Moore's budget is largely based on accounting tricks, and they're really calling the bluff and saying that Westmore has essentially used this budget to save himself in an election year, because now he can say that he did not increase taxes, and that if counties do it, the blame would be put on them instead.
Yeah, not yet anyway, so hold that thought. More with Tinashe Echegaray here on the governor's budget coming up in just a second. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes with the update here on Friday morning rush hour is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I'm looking at an accident here just occurred, apparently. It may have been in the roadway at one point. Southbound 95 coming out of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's at the ramp for Key Highway and Macomb Street. So right now it's in the painted out area. Room to get by on the ramp, and the traffic on the main line of 95 is just coming right on by it. So not a big problem right now. Didn't even really back up the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So all is well there, but you'll see the flashing lights. Just a heads up if you're going to be traveling through there coming out of the right tube at the Fort Mac. In the meantime, some leftover slowing in and around the Beltway. Nothing major. The road closure in Harford County still there. Wires and a utility pole down. Prospect Mill Road is closed at Thomas Run Road. That's northeast of Bel Air. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, low 40s tonight. The temps will be falling into the teens in this bitter, cold Arctic air. Settles in tomorrow, highs near 20. Snow develops tomorrow night between 9 and 10, and it's going to be heavy snow overnight through Sunday morning and parts of the afternoon. Maybe some ice on top of that. Accumulations expected 7 to 9 inches in the Baltimore Metro, maybe more in Carroll and Frederick counties. Right now, a winter storm watch is in effect, 32 in the city, and it is 30 in Bel Air. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Echegaray. And again, you had mentioned here that there wasn't really an appetite for raising taxes on the governor's part. We heard from Jocelyn Peña-Melnick and from Bill Ferguson that they're not crazy about the idea. But what we do know, because this happened last year, Tinashe, is that, again, there was some rumblings about no taxes, but they did go in and eventually did raise fees and increase some permits and so on and so forth. So the legislature can still change this budget, correct?
Yes, that is very true. I mean, the whole point of budget negotiations is that the governor introduces it to the General Assembly, and then the General Assembly essentially fights about it for the next 3 months. What we do know at the Baltimore Sun is that last year, like you just mentioned, they did end up hiking taxes, but this year, Democratic leadership in the General Assembly and Westmore have been really, really emphatic about the fact that they do not want to raise taxes. To hear Republicans talk about this, they think that Democrats are trying to save themselves in an election year because, you know, we're looking at a relatively stringent economy, and raising taxes won't necessarily bode well for Democrats in some of those tougher races across the state. And so in terms of looking at how this budget will end up, at the Baltimore Sun, we're very curious about how the General Assembly will handle this, because economists that we've talked to, political scientists and analysts that we've talked to, have said that unless it's only cuts, there has to be some kind of way for Democrats to balance this budget, and raising taxes could be one of those things, at least looking at it from an economics perspective. But also additionally, economists also cautioned that maybe Democrats would have to take away from the rainy day fund. But as we saw from Westmore's budget announcement earlier this week, he said that he's not going to be touching the rainy day fund, but rather is going to be adding a little bit to it.
Yeah, and there's something else you're reporting in your piece, is that the comptroller is saying, hey, we can't handle any new taxes this year because we've changed our tax processing system. Can you tell us more about that?
So the comptroller went and spoke to the Senate Budget Committee earlier this week as well, talking about how a new tax processing system sort of rolled out and that her office could not accommodate major changes to this. And what's really interesting about this from the reporting that we did at the Baltimore Sun is that as much as the comptroller said this earlier in the week, when looking at the governor's budget proposal, it actually siphons $150 million away from the local income tax reserve, which is managed by the comptroller. And essentially, the governor's administration argued that this $150 million was they put too much money into this local income tax reserve, and so they don't necessarily see it as a cut. They see it more as the state is taking back money that it had in some ways over-budgeted for. And so one of the asks that the comptroller made this earlier this week was for tax laws to sort of not be changed. But, you know, next week we're going to see those hearings happen in the Appropriations Committee in the House and in the Budget and Taxation Committee in the Senate. And so we'll see sort of if they have appetite to touch this issue or if they're going to sort of listen to the comptroller and go along with her.
Yeah, so we do know that the overall budget is about 1% more and there's about a little less than 1% more spending. But this is being described as a low growth budget. Any figures or projections that you've been able to flesh out in this thing as to what kind of growth? Is there a number that's been affixed to it?
So in terms of growth in the budget, what we do know is that Westmore has increased investments in things that he feels that will increase Maryland's economic competitiveness, and he looks at them as smart, innovative investments. So if we look at public safety, for example, he invested a record $124 million into public safety, which is a $2 million increase from last year. He's also made expansions in his investment to housing supply. He's made more investments into education. And so in terms of growth, what we're seeing is that the governor has argued that Maryland needs to spend more money on these issues because he feels as though these issues propel Maryland forward, but also increase the state's economic competitiveness.
Very good. Tinashe Chigurande from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a nice weekend. Stay safe. Watch out for the snow, that's for sure. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Casey and Company here on WCBM. Joining me now, of course, as he does each and every Friday, Vinny Steele. Just saw Vinny just a couple of days ago. Great to see you in the studio on Wednesday. I really enjoyed hearing the success home sellers are having with your guaranteed price, especially now because the market has changed so much just in the past year.
Yeah, Sean, you know, it was great seeing everybody over there as well. You know, we love coming into the studio and discussing how our programs minimize risk to help home sellers get what's most important to them, which, you know, about 90% of the time, not much of a surprise, is they want to get the most amount of money. So there's no better option than an upfront guaranteed price.
Yeah, and so explain this to me, Vinny. A typical real estate agent can quote any price just to get the business. And if it doesn't sell at that price, there's no consequences, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean. You know, it's the old bait and switch. You know, so let's say like a home is worth like $600,000. So an agent will come in and say, oh, yeah, I can get you $625,000. And then you sign up with them. Then you're locked into a long-term contract. They beat you over the head to drop your price. And if that isn't terrible enough, what's even worse is that the home seller was counting on getting a certain amount of money, and that's all out the window.
Yeah, so with you guys, there's no guessing or number manipulation because you're the ones putting your necks on the line.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Our exclusive guaranteed price locks in a minimum price on the first day that we meet, which takes the risk out of the entire sale process. So you'll know how much you're going to be walking away with, and if we're wrong, we pay you the difference.
Wow. All right, so I got it down. So an example might be that $600,000 house you just spoke about, if it sells for $590,000, you pay the seller $10,000, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean. You know, the idea is to make the seller whole. So if we're wrong, we pay. So if the other real estate agent is wrong, the seller pays, which is, you know, there's something wrong with that. So if you want to protect your equity, get an upfront written guarantee that we will sell your home for at least 100% of your price, or we'll pay you the difference. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515, or visit us at vinnyco.com.
Sounds great, Vinny. Have a great weekend, and get out that shovel or snowblower.
Sounds great. All right, John, you do the same. We'll talk to you
next. All right, stay safe. That's Vinny Steele. We'll talk to you next Friday here on KC & Company. 410-WCBM-680, our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to weigh in on the governor's budget, and we've got Delegate Nino Maggioni coming up on the House here in just about 15 minutes or so, and coming up right after our traffic weather on the threes, we will have our America 250 celebration. But I did want to point out that an independent legal review now has backed Ivan Bates versus over Brandon Scott in the Monzi feud that they've been having on lack of transparency, lack of information coming to the city state's attorney's office. So now Bates looks like he was in the right when he decided to sever from the mayor's office of neighborhood safety engagement all over the sidestep program and much more. So that is important news that you needed to hear. 823 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, there is the King Lugnuts Johnson.
There's some emergency work underway now in Howard County, and the word is they're closing at least one lane, Route 216, around Brown Bridge Road and into the area at Route 108. So they're alternating traffic through there. Maybe working for a while, so heads up for that. They'll probably have a flag person in that area. The local ride on the Beltway still a little bit busy at on the outer loop as you're moving south of I-70. And we had seen some brake lights on the inner loop at Green Spring, but the Parkville side has already cleared out. Most of the slowing is pretty much gone as well now, heading towards Annapolis through I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. As you know, snow is a-coming. Mostly cloudy today. Low 40s tonight. Cloudy temperatures falling into the teens. And then tomorrow, Saturday, 20. Snow will start to hit the area around between 9 and 10 p.m. Then, of course, heavy snow overnight Sunday morning. Possible mixing over with ice by Sunday afternoon. Accumulation 7 to 9 inches in the Baltimore Metro, 9 to 12 inches in Carroll and Frederick counties, according to Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson, who we spoke with last hour about that. Right now, we're winter storm watch in effect, 33 in Pasadena, and it's 33 in Edgewater. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for the America 250 celebration. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. The America 250 Birthday Celebration Update brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. On this date in history, 1789, Georgetown College was founded in Georgetown, Maryland, which would later become a part of the District of Columbia. 1845, the U.S. Congress decided that all national elections would take place on the Tuesday following the first Monday in November. And notice they said the Tuesday, not the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday after, or the weeks after, the Tuesday all the elections would take place, the results would be announced, etc. We've gotten away from that, so we'll see if that... I think there's a Supreme Court case going on right now for that. 1948, U.S. Army General Dwight Eisenhower said he couldn't accept a presidential nomination from either party. 4 years later, he ran as a Republican and won. 1968, the USS Pueblo was seized in the Sea of Japan by North Korea, which alleged the ship was on a spy mission. The crew was held for 11 months before being released. 1973, U.S. President Richard Nixon announced the U.S. troops would cease fighting in Vietnam. And in 1980, President Jimmy Carter reinstated the selective service system, the draft. President Nixon had ended the draft at the conclusion of the Vietnam War in 1973. So on this day in 1986, the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame included Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Antoine Fats Domino, Phil and Don Everly, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley. What a class, huh? How about that class? And finally, 2025, the Sackler family and Purdue Pharma agreed to pay $7 billion settlement to end federal court claims filed by attorneys general for 15 states, accusing the company of aggressively marketing their opioid products. And that's a look at our day in history and America's 250th birthday update.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM, Baltimore.
And a reminder that that J6 TV cop Michael Fanone, who was there yesterday flipping off members of Congress during the persecutor Jack Smith hearing, he's out there basically saying it's time to shoot ICE agents. Isn't that lovely? You'd think that they would be, there's a brotherhood there between U.S. Capitol Police. And he said, and this ain't the first time I've seen ICE and CBP abuse their power. It's probably the millionth effing time I've seen this happen. It's not even the first time that someone has been seriously injured or lost their lives. And so these politicians and these local, state, and municipal law enforcement agencies need to wake the F up. And he's basically saying, if you're not going to do it, meaning to the politicians to protect officers and American civilians, then it's time for the American people to organize and utilize their Second Amendment right to protect themselves from what has clearly become an unaccountable and lawless agency that's killing Americans. That's basically an invitation for people to shoot federal officers. I got to tell you, some of these people are just really unhinged and dangerous. All right, Delegate Dino Maggioli is coming up next on the House right after the 8:30 news. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every day, WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael E. Friedman. Now for a news update. In for Maggie, here's Jill Powell.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and city leaders will be talking about winter storm preparedness during a noon press conference. The mayor and emergency management personnel will be joined by representatives from the police, fire, and transportation departments to outline the response to this weekend's incoming weather. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer will be talking about preparation plans and tips at the Woodlawn Salt Dome at 10 this morning. Representatives from emergency management, the DPW, police, and fire departments, and allied agencies will join her. Forecasters say this snowstorm could be the biggest storm to hit the state in a decade, with heavy snow, dangerous travel conditions, and widespread disruptions all possible. The Baltimore Animal Rescue and Care Shelter is looking for people to foster dogs through the winter storm. Bark says there has been an overwhelming response, and there are just a few dogs left that are eligible to leave on a temporary foster placement. Anyone who's interested in taking a dog until Tuesday should check with the shelter between 11:30 this morning and 5:30 this afternoon. Legislation that would crack down on ICE operations in Maryland was a focus of a packed public hearing Thursday before a state Senate committee. The measure, supported by state Democrats as well as the House and Senate leaders, would bar local cooperation with federal immigration enforcement and prohibit law enforcement officers from wearing face masks. Sheriffs in the state argued the measures could undermine their work. Senate President Bill Ferguson testified, "Of course we should enforce the law, but we don't need to do it in a way that disrespects humanity." Baltimore County Police are warning area residents about a telephone scam. Police say the scammers are making calls claiming they are affiliated with the police department to solicit funds. Police say the scammers often use caller ID spoofing to imitate local police precincts. Anyone who receives a suspicious call should hang up and report the call to the FTC or local authorities. Your winning Maryland lottery numbers next.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Winning Maryland lottery numbers, pick 3, 5, 4, 6, pick 4, 8, 4, 3, 9. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels in good shape and most of the traffic is southbound on 95 and 895. Everybody's in good stead there. And that one minor wreck that was in the painted out area near the Key Highway ramp, still there, but there's room to get by. The ramp is open to Key Highway. The main line of 95 is clear. Looking at 95 at the Tidings Bridge, and that section of the interstate is pretty quiet there. 95 to the Capitol Beltway. No problems. JFX, you're good there from top to bottom, from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got one more quiet day ahead of us before that big winter storm and cold temperatures move in this weekend. Mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s today. Tonight, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the teens before snow develops late Saturday into Sunday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. So at the end of the day, they wanted a young guy, kind of like John Harbaugh, but with a fresh message, well-versed in X's and O's, who understands Baltimore football. So in comes Jesse Minter, 42 years of age, the last man standing of 20 that the Ravens interviewed. Minter takes over a team not rebuilding, but reloading to, let's just say it, win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's why they fired John Harbaugh in the first place. Here's owner Steve Bisciotti.
AFC championship to division round to not making the playoffs, we own that. That's us. And so, unfortunately, John was the one to take it.
One of Minter's former players, Chargers All-Pro safety Derwin James, agrees that Minter is the guy.
Because he's that guy, he's that leader, alpha. Man, he's not looking around. He's alpha, man. The guys play hard for him, man. And I just feel like he's just that dude, man. Every day you know what you're going to get with him. You know, he's consistent, man.
And question now turns to the Ravens' offense. Who will coordinate it and who will connect with Lamar? Apparently, throughout the hiring process, Lamar and his teammates did have a voice.
Cliff Kingsbury is a name that's out there. I can tell you, I know for a fact that Lamar Jackson and those receivers would like Cliff Kingsbury to run their offense. They have shown support. They've been vocal about it. They've been part of some of these interviews, too. Lamar Jackson's part of these. He's zooming in. He's in touch with the decision makers of what he likes, who he's liked.
That was Diana Russini from The Athletic on the Colin Cowherd Show. If it is Kingsbury, the resume is there. Having coached Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech, Kyler Murray during his best days with the Cardinals, Caleb Williams at USC as an offensive analyst, and
Jaden Daniels, I should say, with the Redskins, especially back in 2024 when he had that MVP-type season. Local high school football news. Archbishop Spalding's leader is moving on. Head varsity football coach Kyle Schmidt is stepping down. After 13 years, he told the Capital Gazette on Wednesday to become the tight ends coach at Maryland, which is his alma mater. Schmidt had transformed Spalding from a middling Maryland MIAA program into a nationally ranked powerhouse. Four consecutive MIAA conference titles and coming off a 10-2 season in which they finished the year ranked number two by the Baltimore Sun. 101 wins in Kyle Schmidt's career and also was the coach of quarterback Malik Washington. France's sports minister addressing questions about whether the country would consider boycotting the 2026 FIFA World Cup in response to the U.S. recent framework deal, quote-unquote, for control of part of Greenland. The French Minister of Sports, Marina Ferrari, told reporters this week the country has no desire to skip the cup, which takes place in North America this year. Far-left French politician Eric Coquerel had called for the U.S. to be stripped of World Cup hosting rights, suggested a boycott by France. And finally, the Orioles announcing yesterday that due to the impending forecasted winter weather throughout the Mid-Atlantic, all Birdland Caravan events scheduled for tomorrow are canceled. Fans who secured access to tomorrow's paid ticketed events, that's a breakfast with the Orioles and duck pin bowling, God, I would have loved that, will receive an email from the Orioles today with information on a full refund. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time once again to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. His head is spinning from the budget that was released on Wednesday from Governor Tax Ed Spendmore. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. So we've seen all sorts of gimmicks here, and again, promising no taxes, no increase in fees. Looks like they're transferring local burdens to local jurisdictions, and this all is subject to change. So what are your thoughts on the governor's budget?
Yeah, well, yes, it's always subject to change when the legislature gets a hold of it. But you're right, Governor Moore trying to be very politically smart in an election year instead of raising taxes and fees. So what the Governor Moore is doing with this budget, because, you know, it's big numbers, it gets very complicated, but I'm going to try to break it down very simple here. He is relying on accounting tricks and fund shifts to balance the $70.8 billion budget. And let's be clear here, Sean, because you're going to hear the governor try and sound very fiscally responsible, talk about cuts and living within our means. But government is the only place where, quote-unquote, cuts doesn't mean you're actually spending less. Think about it like this to the listening audience. This fiscal year, the 2027 budget, is $3.5 billion larger than last year's budget, an active budget. So cuts are, you know, that just means somewhere there's a cut, but they're actually spending more in other areas of government. So it doesn't mean the state is spending less money. So Governor Moore, you got to remember in the audience here that this is the same governor with his Democrat allies. The leftists in the state government have already increased fees by, what, 300-some fees over the last 4 years, taxes by $1.6 billion, and all of a sudden they're fiscally responsible. But let's look at it here. He's looking into recommending cuts in these other maneuvers because there's a $1.4 billion shortfall next year. So the problem is he's using these maneuvers to cut the $1.4 billion for this coming budget, but there's no plan to tackle the growing deficit, 26, 27, 28, into 30, because of the reckless commitments, because they're spending more than we're taking in. So I like to call it, Sean, it's just election year, a shell game, really, shifting money to avoid, as he says, the new taxes. So let's break down some of it. $322 million he's taking from the capital budget. So the capital budget, those funds are meant for roads, schools, infrastructure, the long-term investments usually a smart way to spend money. I mean, we need infrastructure, water, obviously water lines, whether it's highways, you name it. Those funds are, he's basically raiding that to pay day-to-day government bills instead of long-term investments. Then you look at the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, SEIF, which I'm not necessarily a fan of this fund at all, but it's supposed to fund these clean energy projects and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's taking $292 million from that. This is supposed to help residents with energy costs, but no, he's now using that to cover general government expenses. There's also $187 million that he's pulling from the what's called the Fiscal Responsibility Fund, and that's when capital gains taxes come in, you know, higher than expected. So they kind of save it like a rainy day fund, so to speak. And when capital gains are short, they have that money. Well, he's raiding that. He's raiding $150 million from the local income tax reserves. That's kind of another rainy day type fund. He's actually taking $145 million from the rainy day fund, $150 million cut to the Developmental Disabilities Administration. And then there's some other things. He's reducing state employees' pay, which they've received a number of raises over the years, so I'm not necessarily disagreeing, although some state workers absolutely deserve to be paid, and some more. Some of them are doing very difficult jobs, some of them not so much, but that's a whole different conversation. And then you're looking at things like passing $39 million to the counties for things like retirement program costs for teachers and librarians, community college employees. So the bottom line, Sean, with this budget, it's not about real fiscal responsibility. It's short-term fixes. Again, an election year, it's raiding certain funds which should be saved for a rainy day, obviously taking from the rainy day fund, and it's really kicking the can down the road. And as I said, it is $3.5 billion more than last year's budget.
Yeah, and when we come back after the traffic update, I want to talk a little bit about the things he did not touch, which I think certainly are concerning for the future of Maryland. It's 8:43. We're on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione. Time for a traffic and weather first update. Traffic on the threes, I should say. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson, is here with the Friday morning rush hour update.
BW Parkway, northbound, a little bit slow here at 197. I haven't seen anything. I've been looking up and down the road between 197, 198, and Route 32. I don't see anything in the roadway, but it is definitely slow on the northbound side. It's a speed reduction right now, so we'll keep an eye on that. Just a reminder, Harford County wires down and a pole down. Prospect Mill Road at Thomas Run Road. Emergency road work is underway on Route 216 in Howard County near the intersection of 108. They're alternating traffic through there, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, highs in low 40s, temps holding into the teens tonight, and then tomorrow, bitterly cold, 20, and then snow developing tomorrow night into Sunday, accumulating at least 7 to 9 inches, according to Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson. Right now, 32 in Ellicott City, and it's 31 in Reisterstown. Back with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House. So you mentioned a lot of the things that Governor Moore did do. What he didn't touch was the actual structural deficit causing all of this. And no, it did not touch the blueprint for the future. I'm not sure if the red line to nowhere was actually impacted by the capital budget. We'll have to wait and see. Some of this, the Climate Control Act of 2022, which is worth well over $1 billion. So he had the ample opportunity to cut some of these other programs and not impact local jurisdictions, but he chose not to. Why do you think that is?
Well, it's just, again, I mean, Sean, it's fiscal irresponsibility, because if he was responsible, the governor, in this budget, he would not be raiding special purpose funds, again, meant for infrastructure, clean energy, local government, rainy days. I mean, that money was never meant to pay for day-to-day government bills. So what you would have to have done is, you're right, you would have to have addressed the structural deficit caused by the K-12 education spending in the Kerwin bill, where we made commitments that we're going to spend this money, yet we never had the mechanisms with the money to pay for these commitments. So that, again, is the height of irresponsibility. The only thing that could have been done is to say we're going to scale this back. It's not as if we're not spending a fortune on public education. As a matter of fact, he added more spending for public education in his budget. So The red line, I'd have to look more into that. I mean, that project, the Governor Hogan did the right thing to scratch that project. It's not necessary. It's a boondoggle. It's a waste. You talked about the climate. I mean, look, those climate, those green initiatives, were more and more regulations when business is costing or business people are struggling. It's a boondoggle when it comes to whether or not it's actually making a difference. It's caused some of our energy costs to go up extremely, and yet we're continuing to fund all these investments in green energy, and those things are never cut because that's where the more activist wing of the party pushes those types of issues, and they never get any backlash or any pushback from the Democrats in elected office, and they end up writing blank checks. It's just like when we found out, I know it's just a small bit, but when we found out for activist groups like Casa de Maryland were getting $1 million. So, yes, there were things that needed to be addressed. They were not. They basically moved funds or took from those special purpose funds meant for completely different initiatives, and they used them to pay for the day-to-day government bills.
Yeah, millionaire. Soon you're talking billions before it's all said and done. But so we have the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission coming out with a new map, 3-2. It passed behind closed doors. And the first district, if this is going to pass the House, which it probably will, it looks like it goes all the way from Motion City to Columbia. Your thoughts on that?
I guess it's unbelievable because the governor and some of these Democrats, they must think all Marylanders are clueless. And maybe some of them certainly are if they keep voting in this radical left-wing agenda that they do. But let's just break it down. The part that's being missed in this conversation, it's very simple. I mean, his hand-picked commission recommended new maps, as you said, to wipe out the only Republican, of course, Andy Harris, make it 8-0. And the governor goes around calling this fairness and the, quote, will of the people, right, to have zero Republicans in Maryland. And the speaker is on board. But here's my thing. The exact same Democrat supermajority already voted for and approved these very maps that they're saying are unfair. So just three sessions ago, Sean, this was entirely their map. And now they're sitting here crying about how unfair the map is, which is 7 out of 8 Democrats. But it was perfectly fine then, other than to the court. So they had to, that said their first initial map was extremely gerrymandered, so they got the most gerrymandered legally allowed. But now that it doesn't suit Governor Moore's presidential ambitions, suddenly it's unfair, and it's just unbelievable hypocrisy, a blatant power grab, and the governor needs, again, to stop these games and fix our roads, taxes, crime, Maryland's real problems, and not rig the redistricting mid-cycle, really.
Yeah, well, he's going to have a date in court eventually, I think, if it does pass the General Assembly. About a minute left. I want to get your thoughts. There's the Inspector General bill coming up before Baltimore County. That has spent most of the year in controversy with Kelly Madigan and, of course, the county council. So what are your thoughts on this bill?
Yeah, now this is very important, especially for me, myself, as a candidate for the Baltimore County Council. But the reason this is the perfect timing, and this morning we were hearing, actually I'm going to sit on the Baltimore County delegation in about 10 minutes, where this bill will be debated and discussed to have a Baltimore County Inspector General to review, school spending for waste, fraud, and abuse. Sean, Baltimore County's education budget coming up for this fiscal year, it's almost $2.8 billion between state, federal, and local money. So that's almost $3 billion, and believe it or not, the Baltimore County, we have an Inspector General. Baltimore County has an Inspector General, but they cannot look into what is the largest line item on the entire budget, almost $3 billion. It's not allowed to look into waste, fraud, and abuse in the school system. I mean, it's really outrageous, and this bill, this should have been implemented, this change, years ago, but the state legislator has to sign off on the proposal. Because the school system's a state agency. So I will absolutely be voting yes on this. I will be encouraging my colleagues to do the same. I'm going to listen to kind of get a gauge where some of the Democrats, I believe all the Republicans on board, where some of the Democrats are, because the hearing, like I said, is about to take place, the Zoom hearing for the delegation, in about 15 minutes here. So
all right.
That's a very important local bill, one that It's an opportunity. It should be a nonpartisan issue where we can find real agreement, because my understanding is Montgomery County is already doing this, Baltimore City, and there's not a single elected Republican in Baltimore City or Montgomery County. Yet I agree with them on this. They got it right. Why wouldn't Baltimore County get it right?
Great question. We'll let you go get to that meeting. So, Nina, have a great weekend. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Have a great weekend, Sean. Thank you.
That's Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican, Baltimore County, on the House. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Firefighters near Grand Rapids, Michigan, saved two adults, a child, and a cat from the third floor of a burning building this week. One of their helmet cams got it all on video. The fact that it was below zero with a wind chill made it even more challenging. Here's some of that compelling audio from the helmet cam.
We're on the way. Here you go.
Thank you. Come here. Thank you, guys. My baby. Yep. My baby.
I got her.
No. Oh, no. Come
on. Hey, guys.
Do you know that?
Just another day for our first responders, ones that we should thank each and every day for their service to their local jurisdictions and to the country. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, one of the things I do love about Chuck Whitaker is his ability to empathize with his listening audience. I understand that this weekend, knowing what we're about to go through, he is going to take a shower and then walk into his walk-in freezer dripping wet and naked.
Sure.
So that he can at least feel what we're feeling.
When I come back on Monday, I'll sound just like this. You son of a bitch, you're talking to me.
All right, Chuck, last report of the week.
I'm going to say this. I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, no. I know you don't. I wouldn't either.
No, I can't stand it. I just can't. There's some slowing on the Beltway on the Interloop at Green Spring. That's still there. Just a slow pocket. It gets better after the JFX. Everybody else is fine. The roadway conditions are obviously all in good shape for the moment. Both the tunnels are clear. The closure in Harford County, Prospect Mill Road, still shut down at Thomas Run Road. That was a utility pole and some wires down. They're actually doing construction today. They're blocking a lane, and there is a late backup now on I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. That's the 76-mile marker northbound. At least a mile backup as you're going through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, I just got a text from Dino. He said he wanted to correct one thing. He said he meant Montgomery County has an Inspector General for Education, and Baltimore City needs to make the change like Baltimore County. They're debating that bill in about 10 minutes at the county council level. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Well, it's going to be mostly cloudy today and with highs up near 40. But then the temperature's going to drop tonight back down into the teens. And tomorrow we have a very cold day. Saturday. Saturday, it's going to be 20 degrees. That's it. And then, according to Fox meteorologist, Fox 45 meteorologist Amy Aronson, snow begins somewhere between 9 and 10 Saturday night. Going to be heavy snow overnight Sunday morning. Accumulation 7 to 9 inches in the Baltimore Metro, 9 to inches to a foot. Carroll and Frederick counties in Middle River, where Kim is, they're expecting 3 to 4 feet. No, I'm just kidding about that.
wait, what?
Just kidding. Right now, it's 32 in Severn and 31 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick Live coming up next. She was off yesterday and back at it today.
I am. I had a good day. I'll talk about my day in D.C. yesterday. There was like an interfaith diplomats session at the Cannon Building at the Capitol. It was so nice. Pastor Mark Burns put that on. And then, of course, Armstrong Williams had a whole show together. And I actually have some sound. Did you know Armstrong Williams sat down with Governor Wes Moore on January 9th for an interview?
I know he has in the past, but I didn't know just recently.
I totally missed this interview. Yeah. So he sent it to me in the Dropbox, and I have a clip because he asked him about that thesis at Oxford.
Okay.
Yes. And then yours truly actually sent that over to Andrew Kerr at the Beacon because, you know, he's working on this story. But you've got to hear this. We're going to play it as soon as we come in at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I mean, it's wild. Now, what Governor Wes Moore is saying, and maybe he thought that nobody would have seen this interview here because it was on WJLA in Virginia.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. So
which
anyway,
is the Sinclair, you know, owned station.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But you wouldn't get it here.
Right.
You know, and we're kind of dialed into what's been going on with Wes Moore. They are not. So I guess no alarm bells went off.
So the Armstrong Williams there did not air here in Baltimore?
That specific episode. That,
okay.
Yeah, that interview never aired here.
Wow.
Yes. And so I was like, wow.
It's about to, or at least part of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I just have that one question to play. It's about 5 minutes long, so I apologize for the length, but we're going to get into that. Also, real quick, Salisbury Mayor is going to be on the show today at 10 o'clock.
Great.
Randy Taylor. We're going to ask him about the county councilwoman, Michelle Gregory. And then also, removing the Pride Walk. You know, he got a lot of backlash for that, for removing the Pride Walk downtown Salisbury. You know, that was a pretty gutsy move on his part. Because they did. They came after him, and he survived the LGBT community.
There are a lot of cities and municipalities starting to remove it because, you know, it's like you just can't put political messages on the roads, no matter what you, however you
That's
feel.
That's like us painting Trump across the
country. Yeah, exactly.
It's like ridiculous. Anyways, we'll talk to him. And then, of course, Tori Snow, since I wasn't here yesterday, Snow in the Know, he'll join us to talk about his latest op-ed.
Very good. Can't wait to hear the Armstrong Williams Governor Moore piece.
It's
all right.
Good. Thank
Stay
you.
Stay tuned for Kim. She's got a real good one for you this morning. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman wanted me to remind you that, again, we're now into that part of the winter where we have ice and snow and slippery conditions, and unfortunately we do see accidents, and some of them are serious. Some of them cause serious injury. So if you are a victim of that, best thing I can do is download the 15 things to remember if you're involved in an automobile accident. Do it today and then put it in your glove compartment or right above your visor where I keep mine, because you never know when you're going to need it. Hopefully you never do. But it's there when you do, and because it's traumatizing when you forget, because, you know, we don't get in accidents every day. So keep it right there, and then you go through it and you go right through the checklist. And the other thing I want you to do is download the personal injury app from their website, maflaw.com. You keep that on your phone. And then you can record witness statements, you can video record, you can take pictures of the accident scene. All of that is important when it comes to your insurance claim and litigating any kinds of injuries that you might have. So, again, maflaw.com, you'll find both of those things. And remember the name, the law offices, Michael A. Friedman at maflaw.com. Thanks to Michelle. Great week, Double X Drusilla. And we're back Monday morning at 6 a.m. And until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.